Hi, everybody. What's going down? I got some packages to open. I finally have a. I found Half Pint Bear's packages that they really wanted me to open. Here at every American corporation, we know that staying home makes you a hero. Extra hard in your mom's. Oh, Gringo Bear. Sketch. Trunk though, I don't like talking about politics. They're always just, there's nothing there for me. Like at this point, I kind of feel bad for Trunk. I don't even want to like be like, what happened, Trunk? What's your plan? I'm almost like, man, that sucked to be Trunk. Thank you. Puzzle. Hello, is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on now, I hear you feeling down. I can ease your pain, get you. Smoke on the horizon.
lips move, but I can't hear what you say. When I was a child, I caught a fleeting glimpse out of the corner of my eye. I turned to look, but it was gone. I cannot put my finger on it now. The child has grown, the dream is gone.
Paper in my piano. Hang on 1 second. You guys want to know what was just in my piano? Seeds and a bear. To open up. All right, let's do this one first. We got two packages today. Pretty crispy tonight, Big Bear. Thank you very much, Kung Fu Bear. This is coming from someone who's 22 Rogan's tall. He obviously wrote it on his from address, because he's not a savage. He knows I will trust him. Dear Big Bear, Slayer of Wizards, J.J. Hempcrete Bear here. Your streams have been the antidote for negativity in my life, and I truly appreciate it. In my opinion, you are the funniest man alive. I've been a bear for 2 years, and the REM Stan podcast was the funniest thing I've ever seen. The other day, you mentioned that you get some sore muscles. Hey, Mom, we got some sore muscle CBD. And it just so happens I make some powerful CBD rub that will definitely help you relax. Me and my mom both use this. Our muscles are just destroyed.
The left back.
Yeah.
We could even try this tonight.
Awesome. Yeah, it's homemade.
Oh, what's in it?
Hemp. All right, so here we go. The ingredients are coconut oil, shea butter, beeswax, olive oil, CBD oil, essential oils. It is an external salve, 4,000 milligrams per jar. I hope you enjoy it. Could I please be verified as Hempcrete Bear? Welcome, Hempcrete Bear. My mom also uses CBD oil for pain.
Now, does she have an address?
I'm continuing. Yeah, I think it's a dude. But
oh, he?
I don't know yet. The handwriting looks like a dude, but you never know. I don't like to make assumptions these days. Could I please be... All right. Hempcrete is a wall insulation that makes the humidity in the house perfect at all times, which means a toxin-free, mold-free home. When people realize this, there will be a revolution in building. Hi, Charlie. You can build a house from top to bottom with hemp, even plastic. Oh, wow. I'm looking forward to building my next home with it. Thank you. If anyone is interested in Hempcrete or CBD salve, they can go to greenbaywebsites.net/JJConstructionWI. Cheers, Wisconsin. That's where my mom's from.
Yes.
Cheers, Hempcrete Bear. Hempcrete Bear, you may be building something for me at some point. If you're into that.
From Green Bay. I'm from Benton.
My mom's from Benton. So here we go. I'm going to put a little on my leg. My leg hurts as we speak. Yeah.
And coconut oil is a good thing to have as a base for this, I know. Oh, that smells so good. Yes, I'm going to take that address down.
Awesome.
Because I can...
Oh, it smells awesome, too. There you go. It's on the... yeah. P.S. God bless you. Thank you, Hempcrete Bear. So that's his website, so
okay.
Write that down.
I'll write that down.
Cool. All right. Has your mom ever banned anyone from class? Yes. Dude, where do you think I get it from?
But not as often as you banned the bears.
Not as often as I banned bears, though. Fake bears. Or bears that need to learn. This smells awesome.
It does. His essential oils.
Oh. It's definitely a dude. It's construction.
Oh, construction, yes.
Yeah. All right, what do we got next? This one is the one from, I believe, the girl that kept asking me to open it the other night. I'm finally opening it. All right. Oh, yeah, his name's Jeremy. He's 22 Rogan Saul. He's from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
Beaver Dam, yeah.
Do you know where that is?
Well, everything's north of Benton. Yes, it's kind of in the middle of the state.
All right. Oh, guys. Oh, sweet. What is this? Some bear clothing for the boys. Hey, Wally. What is this? Come here. Come here. There you go, bud. Share that with Charlie. What do you say? Awesome. So we got a bear. We have some books. Wally's going to love some of these books. Hang on, buddy. There you go, Wall. You can color that.
Thank you.
Share it with your brother.
Yes, it's a pen.
Amy, you got a cookbook. Oh, Wally. Charlie, look, you got Monster Jam stickers. Charlie, this one's for you.
Monster Jam.
Activity book, Wally.
Oh, look at this llama.
Look at this book, guys. Grandma Kisses. Grandma, go give that to Grandma. Give that to Grandma.
We'll have to read.
And go give this to Mama, Wally.
A piece of Grandma Jones to share with Walter, Charlie, and Baby Jack.
Oh. Owen, Amy, Walter, and Charlie, hope you are all doing well. I'll start my second letter by saying I'm sorry there are a few things in this book that might not be on your favorites list. I know you aren't real big on buying new clothes, but when I saw all the cute baby bear... Here we go, some little clothes. Here you go, love. Some baby bear clothes. Jack has to have his own wind-up musical bear, too. So that will eventually be for Jack, boy. They're now fighting. I thought Walter and Charlie could wind it up for him when he's... I can't read that. Number two, bag of candy.
These are really sweet gifts. Thank you so much.
I typically wouldn't send candy to children I've never met, but I thought you and Amy could make an exception this one time. Continue. The book is called Grandma Kisses, Grandma Joan, Gigi. It's about Grandma Joan? Is that the name character?
I think it is for her.
That's amazing. Would have loved reading it to Walter and Charlie, so I wiped the tear from my cheek, grabbed the book, and kisses paid, and while something out of the store, hope you can leave out two kisses for Joan. I wanted to get a little something for the big bear, too. Saw the black bear and thought it would... be too cute in the bear cave. Thank you very much. There are a few other things in the box for the boys. Coloring books, walk chalk, crayons, and tons of stickers. Wildflowers, too. Lastly, I sent Amy my favorite cookbook. I hope she enjoys it as much as I do. More bread for Big Bear. Keep crushing, Half Pipe Bear. Thank you. Thank you, Half Pipe Bear. That was extremely thoughtful. Extremely thoughtful. Half Pipe Bear. Really crushed. But I mean, unless you can build me a house out of hemp, I don't have any use for you. I'm just joking. What do you think, boys? Walter, what do you think?
Oh, this is incredible.
He's so happy.
He's pasting stickers on his arms as we speak.
He's putting stickers on arms as we speak. Half Plant Bear just made everybody really happy in the Smith house. So did Hempcrete Bear, as my mom just pointed out. Because Hempcrete Bear was more aimed at me and my mom. And Half Pipe Bear was everybody else.
Oh, no.
BB, what history will you remember the bears? Probably not. Our story will remember the bears. We don't care about his story. It's our story. BB, what would you do about family members that want to give kids lots of gifts? I don't want them to be spoiled. You only spoil kids if you don't discipline them and spend time with them and care about them. And don't replace your love and guidance and time with stuff, and you're fine. Other than that, it doesn't matter. Back in the day, people would just make stuff for each other. Like, I used to sleep in a bed made by your grandfather.
Yes.
By hand. He made it with a knife.
My great-grandfather.
Oh, my great-great-grandfather.
Yes.
How did he make that out of a knife?
Well, I said to Uncle Ron, I bet that Grandpa Savory started with the wood. He said he started with the tree.
So, yeah, my bed. He started with the tree, and it's beautiful.
It is.
They were French.
It's walnut.
Walnut, yeah. Did he start with a tree?
And then he
cut it down. He carved the tree into a giant bed that we still use.
He was
so nowadays when people are like spoil kids, it's like, no, you just use debt-based money to get more Chinese knickknacks to avoid responsibility.
Yep.
You want to really mean something to your kids. Like, build them something, teach them something. You know, like, the sidewalk chalk is great, and the stickers, because Walter's genuinely interested in that. Hey, Weiss. Weiss is here. Some people just let their kids have a few toys out at a time. I don't care. I didn't have very many toys as a kid. My kids have a lot of toys because people send them toys. It doesn't matter. It's all about, do you give them discipline? Do you care? Like, are you around them? You know what I'm saying? That's what really matters. Everything else is just details. Like, I'd get like one wooden toy a year and I was fine. And my kids are fine. You know, people just like to give my kids stuff because they genuinely appreciate it. Like my sons, not Chugs, he doesn't talk yet, but Walter, he says, excuse me and thank you. He's extremely polite. He's a very, very good kid. My son is what many would call spoiled, but he would give away any toy if one of his friends asked for it. That's not spoiled then.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't know what spoiled is. Lady QAnon Bear 3.3, you're about ready to become 6.6. You have to raise the kid, not the TV. Yeah, my kids will never have a tablet or a phone or a television. By then, maybe nobody will. Who knows? I mean, that's one way things could go. A big wooden wheel that you chase and hit with a stick, right? Big Bear, instead of putting people in timeout, you make them forced hibernate. Yeah, it's time to hibernate. Chickens are one of my favorite kid activities. Yes, exactly. Yeah, if you sit them in front of the TV or give them a tablet or something, you're just letting a grabber raise your child. Everything else is fine. Don't let your kids be raised by screens. That's it. That's all. Spoiled doesn't mean they have stuff.
If you think of how
my mom, tell the people the truth. Tell the people. You don't have to move. You can sit. I can move the screen.
Well, no, it's hard to hear.
Okay, go ahead.
It's hard to hear Amy sometimes when.
Okay, tell the people.
If you think about how fruit spoils, it spoils when it's left on a shelf to rot, given no attention, given no concern, not looked at it to see how it's doing. And it's the same way with kids. Same thing.
That's exactly right, Mom.
If you, I was just thinking, you know, my friends back in the day when I had Jason and Owen were the ones who did not put their kids in daycare because they had two jobs and couldn't afford to stay home. So we gravitated toward each other, and the kids, they played with each other. That was one thing that we gave them, were playmates.
Yeah.
And then other things were the chalk.
Weiss wants to know how tall you are. Oh, he's little. He's a little Jew.
Is he? Well, because I'm older, I am now 5'11 and a half. I was 6 feet at one time. But I'm 5'11 and a half.
Weiss just got terrified. He even texted me today. He said, your mom is scared of short people. It's not scared. She just knows what you guys are up to.
Short people?
That's how they project.
Yes, he is scared of tall people.
Yeah, he's scared. He likes to scurry underneath a log. He hides in a bread basket, don't you, Weiss? That's why they have to control our financial systems in Congress. That's why they got to keep everybody all drugged up. Ain't that right, Weiss? We are the same height. You're 5'11"? Under 6'5", everybody's just scurrying. I didn't know Weiss is 5'11". I thought he was like 5'5". Yeah. Weiss, you're 5'11"? It isn't fear, it's abundance of caution so as not to trample anyone. Exactly.
Oh, that's true.
Mom, isn't that what it is?
That's true.
Yeah, you don't want to trample people.
I have.
Me too.
I can be walking along so focused, and I run into somebody because that person's down here.
I know. And then they're like, hey, oh, my God, I'm going to sue you. Oh, my God. And then we don't want to be around small people, and people get mad at us for it. They're like, why don't you want to be around us? It's like, because when we just move around, you're always like, oh, my God, I'm going to sue you. Oh, sue. I mean, my mom's not joking. We trample people. Mom, tell the story. Tell us.
What story?
Well, not the story, but just how we trample.
Oh, I thought I did.
No, but just like when we're around little people, you can turn and move,
oh,
and they
run into them. And then I am a clumsy person because with my height, I'm not balanced. My legs are very long and my torso short. And so if I run into somebody, I tend to fall off balance, and then maybe I have to grab them, and it can be most embarrassing.
Yeah.
But what am I to do?
Just stay away from the little guys.
They're down here, and my vision
right, we can't
there.
Even see them. I almost tore meniscus once because I didn't see Kevin Hart. To be fair, he's 5'3", and
yes,
black.
Right.
He was in shadow. Oh, I know. I've
you
been around Kevin Hart.
Kevin
yeah,
Hart.
It was my first set was opening for Kevin Hart. I couldn't, like, you literally, people like me and my mom can't see people like David Weiss. And he says
no,
he's 5'11".
He's 5'11".
Mom, his that, last name's Weiss.
But that had come up to my
have I taught you nothing? His name is David Weiss.
Yes, I hear you.
So just assume it's a little bit exaggerated. No, he's a good guy. He's a very honest guy. I'm just riffing a bit.
I know he's the flat earth person.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's a very honest person. Very straight shooter.
I know that he, yeah.
Well, I still don't think he's 5'11", though.
Maybe
Weiss, where are you? Weiss.
Has he disappeared?
He scurried. He scurried.
He scurried
away. All right, well, I'm 5'10", and I have trouble scurrying under a log, reaching the top shelf. I am forsaken. Right, 5'10", it is the worst you can possibly be, because Dwight just said, I'm here. Well, I know who he talks and acts like is Adam Moss.
Weiss?
Well, it's the same type of vibe.
And Adam's about 5'10", at 10.
9, yeah, but you know how they're 10. Like, bro,
yes.
Dude.
Oh, I know.
Jason. Come
yeah.
on, man. You're killing me.
Yeah.
It's like Westchester, New York, Jewish.
Yeah.
It's my brother's best friend is a dude who's just like.
Rockland County.
Rockland County. Yeah, it's like, buddy.
Yeah.
Why didn't you walk my dog?
Oh,
it's just always everything is
yeah,
he's in pain.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guy. Dude. The least you could do was let out my dog. All right, why is 5'11 when he's on his unicycle? There's literally zero chance he's 5'11. How tall is Jason? 6'5?
Yes.
6'5? Why says you'll mount 5'9, have to use a chair to get the spices on the top shelf. Right, and that's what why you should be friends with tall people. Just when we move, scurry away. Because when you try and sue us, it's not fair. All right, he's like, dude. The least you could do is return the videotapes.
That's
so Adam and his dad. His dad used to love my stand-up. He'd be like, you really made the people laugh. It was great. But the least you... Juno Saigo, I might as well claim that before someone else does. Yeah, yeah, claim that.
Oh, yeah, because it could get stolen.
No, it's like I came up with unicycle because he likes to ride a unicycle.
Well, yeah, but he's got...
And now he's just going to patent it and make $1 billion. I mean, that's what they do. I'm just joking. I mean, I'm serious, though.
Someone could steal that
unicycle. Someone could steal it. Yeah, a mulatto. It's the kids. I don't want to put these seeds in the kids' head.
Oh,
A mulatto stole his unicycle. I have black. That's hilarious. All right. What songs do you guys want to hear? Put them in the octagon. Hold on. Let me get a pad and pen. Right. I can't steal a half bike. Dude, Bowler Bear can. Is Bowler Bear here? He's half. What are good tall people cars? None. I have a huge truck and I have to hunch to drive it.
Well, we have two cars. One is a Toyota Camry because we can fit into it. And John is your dad used to be 6'3", but now he's about 6 feet or maybe even 5'11".
Right.
He is shrinking. And the other one is in a 2012 Impala sedan, which they don't make anymore. That fits us both. It's very comfortable. The cars that neither of us can fit into are Hondas.
Yeah, I'd try being 6'8".
Yes.
I can't fit into anything.
Yeah, Uncle Ron, he's 6'5", my brother.
Yeah, I was 6'5", and then I went into ninth grade. I'm joking.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm those inches matter. Like, those are the inches that they take from you.
You were about 6'5" when you graduated from high school, and you kept
growing. I kept growing, yeah, with wisdom.
You were about 6'7" when you graduated from college.
I was 6'7" in L.A. a bit. I became 6'8" in my 20s, late 20s. I remember I kept getting measured. It was like 6'7", 6'7". I was like 6'8", 6'8", 6'8". I was like, what? I'm like, I'm growing? I bet I'm 6'9".
I hope not.
Me too.
That gives you a bad back.
I think I'm growing because I'm my posture might be getting better. I don't know.
But you know who's 6'8"?
Who's 6'8"?
Bill Gates Sr.
Bill Gates Sr. 6'8"? Yes. That means Billy Boy is not his son. I bet Billy Boy is a trans girl. I don't want to get into it.
Right.
That's too intense right now. We're having a nice family vibe.
Yes.
Pituitary going all the way. Yeah. BB, you need a Ford F-650. Is that real? But a 650? I can't tell if he's joking or not.
What's a 650?
I don't know if it's real. I know there's a Ford F-150.
Oh.
But a 650?
Oh.
I think he might be joking.
Might be joking.
It's not a joke to tall people. Nobody wants to get clipped too when they convert its blowback from the toe. I don't know what we're referring to. A Comey is 6'8" too. I don't believe anything about that man. I don't even know if he exists. He might be green screened. All right, what do you guys want to hear? 650 is real? That's going to be my thing. It's commercial grade legit? Nice. Okay. So Weiss says, print extra so you can give them to people that are pissed. They're being forced to wear a mask. That's how they all talk from Rockland, Westchester area. Dude, just take the card.
Yes.
It's not a big deal. It'll save your face. F-650 real, but cab no bigger than F-150? That's how they get you. Oh, and I'll send you my Rogan High Converter rant on email. Nice. I love Weiss. Yeah, Weiss is great. Nobody knows about my trouble. Me and Jason used to sing this all the time. Nobody knows about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble. Especially if you're 5'3". I was 10 pounds 9 ounces. Kept growing my pants. I need 15 Joe Rogan's pants sewn together, and they'd still be too small for me. Now I got me some big pants that I can do my little fancy dance. My big pants, I like my fancy dance, but people stay away from me. 6'8 is a little high. 6'8 is just a little high. 6'8 is real big for a guy. 6'8 is super, super high. You never see a 90-year-old guy at 6'8 high. I think they all die a little younger than 90 years old.
Bill Gates Sr. is 94.
Yeah, but he has
dementia.
He has dementia?
Yeah.
It's from all the lies and murder. All the little dudes. The little dudes like to act rude. They say stuff like, how dare you? How dare you? That comes from the little dudes. Then they scurry away. They don't listen to what I say. They just go, how dare you today? I don't even know what I'm talking about. What's that?
He's smiling.
Oh, he's smiling? Oh, there's Walter. What's up, buddy?
Liking the book.
Daddy is a little tall. A little tiny bit too tall. I shouldn't have eaten that final meatball. I had too much protein when I was a kid. My mom breastfed me and chose to not vaccinate me. I should have been more like 6'3", but she chose to not vaccinate me. if she just vaccinated me and didn't choose to breastfeed me, I'd be a comfortable 6'3". And little dudes wouldn't say how dare you to me. Now buy me a big car, a big car, a big old car. And people stay away from me. 6'8", just a little high. 6'8", just a little high. A little high for a normal guy. Little dudes say, do you play basketball? How's the weather up there? What's the weather like up there? Is the weather good up there? I say, the weather's just fine. And then I kick him in the face. 6'8", just a little tall. They ask me if I play ball. I say that I don't play ball. And then they say, how dare you not play ball? And I said, you get shot out of a cannon. You're just a little Steve Bannon. You're a tiny little Pop-Tart. Now get away from me and scurry away. My mom chose to breastfeed me, and she didn't vaccinate me. I could have been a 6'3" if she just had sympathy for me and gave me a couple shots. My body would start to rot like Dave Weiss, who's a little tot. I'm not buying 5'8" at all.
5'11"?
No! 6'8" sounds a little tall. People say, hey, do you play basketball? Oh my god, he's so tall! And then they scurry away underneath a log. 6 million sounds a little high. 6 million sounds just a little high. Oh, wait a minute. I just transitioned into another song. 6 million sounds a little high. A little bit high to me.
Do you play basketball? Oh my god, look at you. Can I take a picture with you? Oh, you're so big.
About that. How's the weather up there?
How's the weather up there?
They just spit on their face and go, raining.
It made me mean.
It made me mean. Because it's like so violating. Like anybody feels that they're like, hey, man. And then they just go, like, how's the weather up there? Just go, raining.
Because
it's actually considered a felony. Don't do that. What's that?
I couldn't help being 6 feet at 16.
I know, but then we grew into, you know, our soul grew into our responsibility.
It did.
As a tall person, we're supposed to protect the scurrying little rats
yes.
that just run around at our feet trying to kick us and question us and mock us. All right. Thank you so much, BB. You helped me change my life. Sweet, anytime. How high is too high? You play basketball, right? No, I don't, you small man. Raining. Yeah, if someone goes, how's the weather up there? Just go, raining, and just spit right in their face. And then go, oh, hail. And then just punch him right in the face.
I never thought of that, but I couldn't understand why they did it. And you know who they were?
Who?
Small men.
Small men.
They were.
They like giants. It's small men because they know that if the food goes out, we'll put them in a little cage and we'll take their food.
Yeah, we'll eat them.
We'll eat them. Just like the big friendly giants, buddies. I'm like Bone Crusher and Blood Bottler. Fauci is tiny. They're all tiny. Guys, they're all tiny. You guys going to bed? How you doing?
Good.
What's the matter?
She's tired.
You tired?
Yeah.
What?
The book for Grandma Joan got me.
Really? The book for Grandma Joan got Amy a little jammed up.
I was just working on my sourdough starter. It looks really good right now.
Awesome. Do you like my hilarious song?
Yeah. Gosh darn it. The dogs have to go back in the crate. They just peed on the curtain.
Yeah. They'll pee on the curtain. That's why we got to put them in the crate. They're spiteful little B-words.
You three, you don't know the good life you really have here.
That's what they do. And that's why we got to spray them every time they squeak.
I bet it's got to be Benny then because the two females.
I'm not assigning blame, but everybody gets sprayed. Until they figure it out, the beatings will continue. How many growlers can dance on the head of a pin? 6 million.
Let's see.
What is it, bud?
It's a
Oh, that's the cover of a book. It's a dragon. That's a dragoon. Is it spooky?
Yeah, but I don't know what it looks like.
That's a dragon. Bunny has some shade for being a small dog. Well, he's like, I think he's pushing 17, so I just think he's getting hilarious and annoying. He's just like, he doesn't care anymore, which makes me respect him a little bit, because it's just pure, he's just purely in the zone, but at the same time, it's pretty annoying. Huh? What's up, buddy? I worked for Planet Hollywood and did the premiere for Jingle All the Way in Hollywood, Manor Super Short. Guys, and they all have little hats. Benny's just an elder statesman. Yeah, he's an elder statesman, but it's like sometimes he's like, he woke me up this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning and made me a little aggressive all day. All right. Like, my favorite time to wake up is 5. If I wake up at 4, Big Bear's a little grumpy. With a Latin song? What do you want me to do with the Latin song? So, hola. ¿Dónde al baño? Aquí, señor. Uno, dos, tres. Aquí, señor. ¿Dónde al baño? Corona. Cerveza. Coronavirus. ¿Dónde al baño? Aquí, señor. Aquí, señor. La biblioteca. La luna. Burrito. 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 Por favor. Pinche retardo. Negro robot, mi bicicleta. ¿Dónde está mi bicicleta? ¿Dónde está mi bicicleta? ¿Dónde está mi bicicleta? Hola, Tyrone, mi bicicleta. Olé. No trabajo sin, no, mi bicicleta. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha sucio, mariposa. El negro sucio. Oh, Dios mío. No, 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 mi naughty con leche. Burrito, patito sucio, ¿dónde está mi bicicleta? Pobre bicicleta, si me lo robo un negro maricón. Lo siento. Cha, 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 cha. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. ¿Dónde está mi bicicleta? Pinche, 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 pinche maricón. El negro maricón, ah. ¿Dónde está mi bicicleta? El negro sucio robó mi bicicleta. Muy bien, oso grande. Gracias, amigo, amiga. Me cago en la leche. ¿Dónde está Calenteroso? ¡Calenteroso! ¡El negro robó mi bicicleta, burrito! Grande asada. Nachos Bel Grande. Double Decker Taco. Where is my bicicleta? And the dirty negro sucio, pinche huevos with rancheros. La luna es muy bonita this noche. ¿Dónde está mi bicicleta? You feel the negro. La dirty negro stole my bicycle to buy crackle. He bought some crack when the nachos Bel Grande with my paper route money. El negro robó mi bicicleta. Cantinoso. Caramel. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. The truck of garbage also. Caramelozo. Basura, truco. But Caramelozo is so sleepy. He's dreaming and not driving me truck of basura. So El Negro gets away again, and he stole my dino for crack. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. ¿Dónde está mi bicicleta de dirty nigger? All porno is gay porno. Wuhan, China has much nicer basura truco. Andale, andale, Calentinoso. Calentinoso is always so sleepy. He likes to take a nap. Agua. Para mí. Agua por tu ti. No, no. No agua por you. You are too sleepy. Uno agua para mí. Dos agua para mí. Tres agua para mí. So amazing, BB. You're crushing as always. Thank you. BB feeling it? Always. When am I not feeling it? Basura. Floridina. Right. He's the Florida garbage. Basura. Floridina. Floridina. It means the Florida garbage. That's Coddington Bear. Oh. My mom just got defensive with Coddington Bear. Not Coddington Bear. He's Florida Basura.
He's Florida. El Flor, the flower.
No, he's Basura.
I know. No,
garbage.
The flower.
The flower from
the
Florida.
Floor.
My mom is now calling him the flower of Florida.
He has a wonderful website,
man. Because Kyneton also, he uploads my stream every day just for my mom because there's only one side she understands. Florida Basura. And she's like, no, he's the Florida Flower. I'm going to start calling him the Florida Flower. You did not do him a favor. He is the flower of Florida. His petals like to open to the sunshine. Kyneton sleeps. Where is Kaiden here? Florida, I know, they see you.
Sometimes he lurks.
He uploads to bitch. He does lurk. Yeah, like a little flower. He's the lotus flower of Florida. His roots are deep in the mud and the trash. But his petals come up towards the sunshine. And his little body is in the water, in the dark water. Mayate, get your nacho bel grande. Big Bear, you should mispronounce the Spanish. Florida is basura, can confirm. The flower of Florida is the orange blossom. Oh. Thank you, Right Side Up Bear. Did not know that.
Nalanje.
Nalanje?
N-A-R-A-N-J-A is orange.
Nalanje. Nalanje basura. The orange garbage.
I don't know what blossom. I don't know.
Nalanje. Nalanje basura.
He's
the orange garbage from Florida. No, Kyneton isn't here, but I told him he was being sung about. He's probably just like, but I'm so sleepy. Narnaha.
Naranje.
Naranje basura from Florida. He's a stinky Florida flower. Release hellfire, Kyneton, also. On yourself. All right, what do you guys want to hear? I'm going to land the plane here pretty soon. I've been going pretty hard lately. Sleep now, crush later. I like that. Just take the shot, retard. Oh, I got some good stuff for you. So a bear did a funny cover of Mad World. I'll play it for you tomorrow. I got some good stuff for you tomorrow. BB, thoughts on Starlink? Don't care. If a bunch of greasy grabbers want to put a bunch of balloons in the sky with the lights on it, I don't care at all. I'm just not that interested anymore in like what they're up to. I like what we're up to. Somebody showed up to hang out while I'm trying to be in the chat. I got to split. Love you guys. Later, Kung Fu Bear. Carrington is our sweet Tupelo. What's Tupelo? The tulip? T-U-P-E-L-O?
I'd say so.
My mom oddly knows how to speak Spanish. She just knows shit. What classical does your mom like? She likes all kinds of stuff. Don't put her on the spot.
What does he ask?
People just ask all kinds of shit. Like, just what kind of music do you like? It's fine.
Well, what kind of music?
Tom Cruise filming an action movie in space. Right. No one cares.
I was in high school before Elvis Presley, if that means
anything. She was in, when I played that video of the stroll, my mom was like, that was us. She was in high school before Elvis Presley. She's not a baby boomer. She's what generation are you?
Well, pre-World War II, whatever that is.
Yeah, she was born in 42.
Pearl Harbor.
6 weeks before Pearl Harbor. She, for 6 weeks, she lived in the world before grab war control.
Yes.
Tupelo, your hair. I love strong ass. Oh, you're silent generation. Does that sound right?
Well, that's what they called the men who came back from, they were older.
But they were
still a baby. Well, you know, I was 4 years old.
There was back then, like, when people came home from World War II, they didn't want to talk about it, did they?
Absolutely not.
They were horrified.
Yes.
At what they had to do.
And I had uncles over there, and they
Yeah, my mom had uncles that went to World War II and stuff. Guys, we've been sold a load of shit. It's like a lot of these people came home from World War II, and they were not like, yeah, we beat the bad men. They were like, don't talk about it.
Yes. Don't ask me.
Yeah, they're like, the Grabber made us kill our brothers. Mm-hmm. It's like, because people want to romanticize World War II. World War II was a disaster. You know? I hope you enjoy the CBD BB. Oh, dude, thanks. I want you to help me build a house. I'm not following the rule of no internet friends. Maybe not, but help me build a house with hemp. Oh, when your grandparents were known as the greatest generation. Nothing great about that. They got tricked by the grabber, like worse than anybody in history. That's how my grandfather acted about World War II. Yeah, it was horrifying. My grandpa did World War I. Interesting. I mean, just all PSYOP, yeah, bankers. Yeah, and it's the movies that make us think that the World War II guys were like, we came, we shot, and we won. Dude, they were like, don't ask me about it. It's like, it's just constant, it's like male-on-male rape all day, every day. Vietnam as well, yeah, it's crazy. The people most proud of their service in war are either special ops because they got to actually complete very specific missions and didn't really... I don't know. Or the people that were in the offices. They were like, we got to tabulate how much bread they got on the front lines. I'm a war hero, man. The people that were ever in there, they just... It's the Chinaman, the Jew lost their grab. Yeah. My grandfather was born in 28. He's 92. Nice. I love Filipino uncles. We came, we saw, and we brought home the fancies. Horrible shit went over there. Oh, dude. Americans went over and killed a bunch of Germans. Like, I bet her uncles probably had to kill her, like, their relatives. It's horrible, guys. It's like the Civil War. It's like, the people that fought the Japs probably at least could detach a little bit. Because the Japanese acted so crazy. I bet you could be in the Pacific Theater. It's all so obvious. And come home being like, man, I killed some crazy-ass Japs. But the Japanese were way more crazy than the Germans. The Germans were like your brothers. The Japs were flying planes and stabbing themselves with shit.
And look what the United States government did in order to cover this up. They gave the student loan to the
student loans, yeah. They bought them all. The GI Bill. Yeah, they bought them off. They bought their silence. That's why it's called the silent generation.
They bought them off.
Yes. Be silent, generation.
They did not have to pay for college, and they were all encouraged.
Yeah, and that's what started the whole Ponzi scheme of college. And my mom was a professor. She'll be the first to tell you how horrible it got, to, like, with all the debt and the lowering of intelligence in the classes and all that stuff. It's a Ponzi scheme. All right, speaking of wars, tell me true, tell me why was Jesus crucified? Was it for this that Daddy died? Was it you? Was it me? Yeah, but before that, dudes didn't just all go to college and learn to hate themselves and their gender and their people. Did I watch too much TV? Is that a hint of accusation in your eyes? If it wasn't for the Nips being so good at building ships, Nips is Japs, Nippon. The odds would still be open on the Clyde, that's in Scotland. And it can't be much fun for them beneath the rising sun, Japan. When all their kids committing suicide, crazy Japs. What have we done? Maggie, what have we done? It's by Pink Floyd. What have we done to England? Should we shout? Should we scream? What happened to the post-war dream? Oh, Maggie, what did we do? Some of my piano strings again. Hang on a second.
It's more seeds.
It actually kind of offered a percussion effect a little bit. But this is my favorite war song ever. Floating down. There it goes. You sent American Japanese 442 to Europe. First U.S. unit to liberate a concentration camp. Concentration camps, huh? It's all good. It's all good. Man, you really got those boys safe. A lot of those prisoners were sent to our town of Oswego, New York. And let's just say they did not help contribute to our local population. Pretty sure it brought in the PEDO problem. I think it came from them. And Oswego, you know, Oswego's riddled with pedos.
Well, I'm quite aware of that.
But yeah, but I think it came from, yeah, I mean, they're notorious for it. The Kabbalists, yeah, I don't even want to talk about it. It's been beaten to death. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
It came in through the, I thought it was through the Catholic Church.
In the 60s, in the 40s.
In
the 40s, the Kabbalists came in.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's all good. Yeah, Oswego is the only town to bring in Jewish refugees during World War II. We're so great. And people will hold on to their pride even when they start being like, wait a minute, so who started funding our Catholic Church? Who started bringing these people? Okay, so half my friends have been molested? It's like, wait a minute, where did this come from? And then you just go back and you're like, oh, so they came from a town, Italy, so they weren't in a camp. So who are these people? And then you're like, oh. All right, here we go. And so people are like, they freed the concentration camp. Keep telling yourself that. Keep telling yourself that if you want. Just, it's not true. It's horrifying. All right. Floating down through the clouds, memories come rushing up to meet me now. But in the space between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Papa J. Bear said it wasn't the Grabblers in the Catholic Church, though. In our town, it was. Maybe a lot of other towns it wasn't, but in our town, it sure as shit was. You can trace it all the way back. It was a town of 12,000. We got 900 Grabblers coming in who didn't leave and started infecting and infiltrating all the positions of power in my town.
20,000 back then.
20,000 people back then, but 900. So it was 1/20th. The population comes in, they stay at the Fort Oswego, Fort Ontario. I don't even want to talk about it. It's so disturbing. And I used to be proud of it. I used to be proud of my town for that.
And that's why people can't talk about World War II, the soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they realize they know they were there. It's like in 50 years, what are they going to say about Afghanistan? They went and liberated the Jews in the camps and the opium fields. It's absurd. All right. A place, no. Goodbye, Max. What are you going to do, fire me and my mom again?
Right.
Goodbye, Max. We're free. Goodbye, Ma.
After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold.
No, don't worry, Papa J. Bear. No, you made a great point. No, you don't have to apologize, but it's fine.
No, he didn't know. I didn't
know. No one knew.
No,
Papa J. Bear, you're fine. Most people in Oswego don't even know. It takes, do you know the spell around the Grabber? Most people can't put together dots because they're like, oh, but they're the victim forever. So we can't possibly look at them. So at what point did we get corrupted? Because Oswego is bad for pedophilia. Like really bad. Like to a point where it's like people will LARP on these truth channels. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to be like, you guys have no idea. Like you're playing, a lot of these people are playing make-believe. We had a Monsignor so disgusting that he would bring in other, Ma, tell the people. You can stand, I can just move it.
Well, and in the meantime, I'm reading Locos Rising.
She's reading Locos Rising. All right, tell the people
this
about,
really good.
Tell the people about what happened in Oswego.
Well, we didn't come until 74.
Right.
We learned about it within months because there was a Monsignor there, and he was the one in control. And the bishops in Syracuse, of which Oswego is part of the diocese of Syracuse, They put a pedophile priest in every single parish in Oswego, and there were seven of them at one time. Seven Catholic parishes in Oswego. And each and every parish had a pedophile priest, and it was Monsignor Fafaro who kept them.
Yeah, so we went to the Newman Center because it was the one that didn't.
Right, right.
It was like, so how do you choose your church, Ellen? It was the one where the head didn't rape all the kids.
Yep.
It's like, how can you criticize the Catholic Church? It's like,
and that's what they counted on.
Yeah.
And the bishops knew about it, even though it was plausible deniability. Oh no.
Oh no.
There's nothing going
on
here. Now, this didn't come to light until two women, and you know both of them.
I'm friends with their sons.
Oh no. They're, well.
Are we talking about the last name?
One was one of Jason's girlfriends.
Hey, hey, don't say names. Don't say names, Mom. Come on.
Okay. And then there was somebody else who finally said, and then, yes, the one you're thinking
of. Yeah, don't say names.
Okay, I won't.
It's okay.
You know, they go to the bishops, and the bishops say, oh, we don't see any problem. So they finally went to, it's the National Catholic magazine, and I don't know the name of it, but it's out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And one of them wrote to the editor and the publisher there and said, you have got to help us. And they did. And that started to break the whole story.
Yeah.
Doing that. But it took those women who were so sick of their children being molested. And there were others that I knew that the children, the boys, it was all boys, were being molested. And they did nothing. They did nothing.
Yeah, someone said, what do we do as Catholics? Easy. Be good parents. Don't ever put your kids in those positions.
They feed.
And guys, pedophilia, and it's not just Catholic Church. This is not a Catholic Church bashing session. School systems are like that. There's synagogues, mosques. It's just in Oswego, New York, my upbringing, it was Catholic. And what it is if you want to fight against it, don't go on your Q message boards and trust the plan for the sewer attacks. You have to, when you see it, say it. When you, that see something, say something is a grabbled thing, but it's real. You be good parents, and if somebody hurts kids and you know it to be true, you openly say it, and you have no idea the silence that people would do.
Oh, it was, women tried. And
I know, and that it's the same with like NASA. Why wouldn't anyone blow the whistle? Dude, if you have control over media, if you have control, there's one reason why I'm so disgusted by so many of these grabbers. It's like, if you have control over the means of prosecution, the means of distributing information, you don't hear a sound. And so the only way to fight, and again, name them, I know what you're doing, but no, it's not a Jewish problem. In my town, it started that way, but it became a non-Jewish problem. It's not just saying Jews. That's a total cop-out. And it's done by people that want to stay silent because they don't want to name their relatives or name powerful people, or they don't want to be kicked out of the PTA meeting. It's like, it's that sick and crazy.
Yes.
You want to fight pedophilia. Stop LARPing with Q message boards. What you do what my mom did. You do how we were raised. Where if my mom would say that guy's a pedophile and people would disown her, she got fired. She it's crazy what happened. But if enough people do it, there is no they can't come at you. It's only when you're out on a limb. And our town was all about silence.
Yes.
Want to tell the people about how to fight against pedophilia?
Well,
it's just about saying what's right.
And I would, but here's another thing that's interesting that I've been thinking about.
People Someone said grabbers are not, don't put it on them.
No,
our neighbors.
No.
It was our teachers.
Yes.
It was the cops.
Yes.
It was fire department. It was good Catholic women. Dude, don't you dare do that.
And people say, you know, they talk about, oh, fear. Oh, I don't want to say anything because maybe I'll lose my job. You know, look at the job that I potentially lost because I stood up for that one teacher who was fired, you know, in grade school. And one of the mothers said, well, you know, if you sign that petition and go ahead with it, then you may never teach in the school system. I said, I will not make my child a sacrificial lamb. And I'm, the older I get, I hope I live a few years more, because I'm just putting everything together now in my,
you were just in the zone. You were in the zone for decades, not even knowing that you were fighting demons.
I was, but I didn't, because my child was first, or my children were first, and it was never a sacrifice for me to do any of these things. Never a sacrifice. And how some of these women can say, oh, I can't do it because we need the money.
Much of it is the women, too. This is the thing that people need to understand. The men need to call it up. The women, this is the evil of how the women get it. The Monsignor or the bishop, yes, or the, yes, rabbi or whatever, or the head of the principal or the, yes, chief of police, yes, or the mayor, right?
Yes.
So,
yes,
the women will be like, oh, we don't want to lose that political power. Yes. We don't want to stand out. We want to keep... don't go at him. He's been so good to our family.
Yes.
And then the,
yes,
same people will, yes, sit on these fucking, did, message boards and be like, yes, oh, the damn Satanists, the grabblers, yes, the Jews, the Hollywood elites. No, yes, it's you. It's your... And I know there's people in this chat right now that are saying, oh, those damn Satanists. I bet you were part of it. And it's the silence that it is. It's not that you want to molest kids or any of that stuff. It's that you stayed silent because you wanted to keep the lollipops in your mouth and the, yeah, fancy pants on your ass. And it's a fact. And so when people go, how dare you attack the Catholic Church? How dare you? It's like, dude, I know what you've done.
And
I will look at you right in the eye and say, I know what you've done. I know that you were silent. I know that you saw those kids shaking around a guy, right? When you see a priest or something and the kid jumps, you know why they jump. Why don't you say anything? Why do you actively stay quiet? Why do you keep sending your kids off to summer camp with these people?
Yes.
Because what? You want some time for yourself? You want some wine because you deserve it? Yeah. You are the problem. You can LARP with Q all day long and say, oh, Donald Trump's going to save us. He's really going to get those pedophiles. No, you, yep, you are the reason that that happens.
And what I was thinking of, too, was the other day when somebody said, well, what about the social norms that we have to follow? And I said, no. And that was my first reaction. But I've been thinking about it over a couple of days. And social norms. Those were the social norms of the day. You let your kids go with the Monsignor to go swimming because, oh, I'll give,
oh,
you a little
time to
yourself.
And he admitted, guys, he admitted he had a sexual relationship with a young...
An 18-year-old.
Right, and people go, oh, he admitted it. He's,
yes,
he's,
yes.
He told everybody, he's like, listen, he's 70.
Instead of the 9 and 10 and 11-year-olds.
All of them. Guys, hundreds of victims.
Yes.
This is a small town. And every fucking priest he brought in could keep a secret.
Yes, because they...
7 out of 7.
Yes.
And the Monsignor and the bishop. And you can say all you want. And, like, we were some of the only people talking about it. That's why we were ostracized. My mother was kind of witch. I was like, dude, it's like, fuck them.
And then they wonder why...
It's like, don't say nigger. It's like, you, yes, sent your kid off to get raped, yes, by an old man,
yes,
when he's already admitted to fucking a young man. And all the accusations of hundreds. Guys, we're in a small town. We're not exactly New York City. We're talking, what, 50% of the population was molested? Do you know what that does to the spirit of a town?
And you can tell when you come into the town. We used to say, when we came in, said, oh, this town seems to have potential. Oh, good. You know, it's not there, but it never reached its potential because of this. The dark thing from the wrinkle in time, the dark thing hanging over the,
yeah,
car. Actually, there were a few who tried to get an exorcist to come in, and it didn't work. They couldn't get enough to bring them in.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Bell, book, and candle.
Yeah, and so when I've talked about this stuff, heavy cloud, and it's like, oh, yeah, he had so much potential. Why didn't he grow up? Because he was raped. Because the whole town was raped. And it was boys.
And
it wasn't girls. It was all boys.
Then those boys grow up. And
they beat
children.
The shit out of me for no reason. Remember, yes, all the fights I get in? Oh. All the broken noses? All the...
Yes.
And guys, you will see, if they put this on YouTube, and you will see comments being like, I went dead. Like, the attacks will still get, as an almost 40-year-old man, a 78-year-old woman, you will still see these quiet, silent, little... enabling little bitches. They'll still attack us for it. They'll say, oh, I mean, he goes against the Catholic Church. Oh, he can't quote scripture. He goes against, it's like, you fucking let a kid get raped for power. And guys, I didn't get breaks. You didn't get broken. We became giants.
And now there is one Catholic church in Oswego.
Right, because they're only fucking themselves over. That's why where it's like, oh, why aren't people Christian anymore? Because you fucked all the kids.
Yep.
And they all grew up and they didn't want to be Christian anymore because their association with God was getting anally raped by an old man. And then his buddy. And then when he told his parents and he told his neighbors, they said that he was the sick one and they sent him off to get raped again.
And also,
now he's an alcoholic. He's on opioids. Yep. Why doesn't he believe in Jesus Christ? It makes me sick to listen to some of you motherfuckers. For real. When it's like, oh, did you say the name is right? I know why you're like this, guys. I know the fucking pompous lies of the churchgoers. They're like, oh, you say the name Jesus Christ in vain. I'm like, you let your son get raped by fucking Father Chester. You don't get to judge me for my language or the way I dress.
And that was his name, and they called him Chester the Molester and still did not speak up.
I know. And people, it's an abomination, all of it. But whatever. Maybe you're cool, but the people that go, oh my God, it's so disgusting. It's an abomination. You're the ones who are always fucking quiet. I used heroin every day for 20 years. Right. That's what happens when you get molested as a kid. And it's not about being molested, guys. It's not about being raped. It's about everyone around you that you're supposed to trust that turns on you. That's what devastates people. It's not the rape.
They were alone. These children.
Right. No, but this is, I'll tell you the cycle. The thing that really kills a kid's soul is when they get assaulted. I was assaulted. I've been assaulted a million times. All kinds of shit. My mom's like, who the fuck did that to you? You know, stop. It's like, what happens is if someone doesn't believe you, that's when you die inside. My mom always had my back. So it's like, if someone comes home and says, this is what happened to me, and they say, don't say that. We have to keep it with Monsignor and all this stuff. That's when people become a heroin addict. And I've saw it with so many of my friends. No, I was never raped, but I was sexualized. Everybody was.
Yes,
the whole goddamn town is like pedophilia central.
Yes.
Where people just run around jerking off in the woods and stuff.
Yeah.
And like you tell your teacher and they're like, you're dirty. You're the dirty boy. And you're like, you sick motherfuckers. And then people go, don't say motherfuck. Don't say that word. That's a bad word. It's like, oh my God, oh my God, I can't believe I got out. I can't believe that I fucking am a sane person in that town. It's like that town, guys, imagine 50 years where it's just pedophile priests. And a lot of people would be like, the priest wasn't a pedophile. Yeah, because you weren't a single mom sending your kids off. The people they would prey on every time, this is why they love broken families. A single mom or a broken family, they would fill in as the daddy role. And then the mother would love it. Oh, my God, I'm getting so much attention from this powerful man. Please, take my child. And then the child gets jumpy, gets a black eye, gets a little weird around men. It's like, oh, he's just going through a problem. Give him pills. Give him fucking pills. Give him pills so he shuts up. And then those people grow up, and we wonder why they wear masks, why they are on heroin, why they don't go to church, why they don't believe in God. It's because their life has been God was presented to them as a rapist. And people want to fucking come to me and tell me, oh, you're no Christian. Hiss, hiss. Fuck, it's a miracle that I still believe in God. A miracle. All right. The movie Doubt is all about this. Lady QAnon Barry, you're in a timeout. Next time you're banned for life. You'll have to be Lady QAnon 6.6. Don't ever fucking quote a Hollywood movie as to anything real when it comes to molestation. You think Meryl Streep told it like it is? You think Meryl Streep, Lady QAnon Barry, you think Meryl Streep, who said, give a standing ovation to Roman Polanski, do you think she told it how the fuck it is, Lady QAnon Barry? One more time and you're Lady QAnon Barry 6.6.
And she did the same thing to Harvey Weinstein.
Oh yeah, Harvey Weinstein, God. And then Lady QAnon Barry is so retarded. She's like, oh, the whole movie Doubt is about this. They really brought the story to light. All right, whatever. The Catholic Church needs a better pope. Next time you're banned for life. Now you're Mort Wolf Bear 2. You're now Mort Wolf Bear 3. You're now banned. Mort Wolf Bear 3 now. What we really need to do is get a better pope. Okay, when I just told you about all my rape friends and how my town was just all pedophile priests, it was a different pope. You fucking retard. Mort Wolf Bear 2 has to be Mort Wolf Bear 3 now, or you're not allowed here anymore. I can't stand that level of retardation. It's like, what we really need is a better pope. No, Mortal of Bear 2 is exactly the archetype of the person that goes, oh no, we can't call out the people around us because then they'll take the lollipop out of my mouth and I can't wear my little fancy pants. We just have to get a better pope so we can feel better at night. Squirting, squirting, squirting. Sick little fucker, aren't you, Mortal of Bear? Best scream on the internet? Thank you, Breeze Bear. The nuns were no saviors of the kids. No, no. A lot of them were lesbians there. A lot of them were... I don't even want to get into it.
Well, you know, a lot of them... The same Monsignor was also president of the school board, and you all know...
Oh, I know. There was so much... They hired a lot of...
The
one goddamn person, Monsignor Farfaro, Firth, is what they called him. He was the head of the school board and all the Catholic Church in a town of 19,000 or 20,000. Okay, imagine the power of one dude. We got to get another pope. It's all the pope. No, it was Monsignor goddamn Farfaro. And back then they called my mom a witch for calling that out. They fucking tried. You don't think that was one of the main reasons I was so ostracized in my school? 50 days in school? Yeah, part of it was I wanted to see the eclipse and all that. It was because my family was not scared of these people. And so they tried to break me. They tried to break her. And now people, oh, Owen's just trying to get attention. Fuck you. I know the people that are doing this shit. I know exactly the type of person that does this shit. The pedos have to get into power in the town to cover it up. This is when the... Right, exactly. And all it takes is a few people. All it takes is a couple. And the people that don't do it are the ones on heroin that hate themselves because they were molested. And they're probably doing it to their kids. And then on and on. Where's Jesus now? Where's Jesus Christ to save you now? I would just say his name and he comes and save you. Tell that to these kids. I knew kids that were teaching, they'd have sleepovers and tell me all about blowjobs when we were 8. Where the fuck do you think they learned that from? Oh, but we just need to get another pope and then we can squirt again. Sick fucks.
The Pope doesn't give a fuck.
No, you root it out where it is. And enough LARPing about pedophiles. Enough being like, oh my God, Hollywood elite. What do you think they're doing in their parties? I'll tell you what the fuck happened. BB, I was an altar boy. I never heard of anything crazy in my parish, but the neighboring one, damn, they were some corrupt sados. Yeah, and I'm telling you right now, man, your parish might have been fucked up too. It's just they don't go after kids with dads.
That's right. That happened in
We had priests that I had no idea that they were that until we found out from our friends and neighbors that no one would believe them. And it's like, what's the common denominator? No dad in the house. The mother, you know, trusted, because the mother's worked to death. She can't be a mom. She's working.
Good Catholic women who would go to church.
Fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then people are like, how dare you attack the Catholic Church? It's a fucking cesspool of cum. Fact. Oh, that's disgusting. You want to know what's disgusting to me? I'll tell you what's disgusting to me. That we had to sit on these secrets. And we weren't sitting on the secrets.
We couldn't believe the...
Damn, I probably dodged some bullets as a kid, too. Grateful for my fam for always being nearby. Yeah. Yeah, watch out for men in positions of power. Watch out for these men, especially when they're unmarried, they don't have kids, people are jumpy around them. Guys, people know this shit. They know who's doing this stuff. We all know Joe Biden's a predator. But look at your town. You can say Joe Biden's a predator, nothing happens to you. Look at your teachers, your principal. Like, you know who the fuck does these things. You're as sick as your secrets. Thanks, Eddie Bear. Yeah, exactly. I'm really fired up. Maybe Amy was right. I'm really aggressive tonight.
Blame it on Benny.
Yeah, it's Benny. It's my dog is the reason. I trusted my son with the church leaders. We thought that was a great place. I don't know. Just because you trusted your kid with church leaders doesn't mean he was molested. Don't be retarded. I don't know if that's what you're implying. I worked with a pastor and trusted him, and he was married. He constantly hit on me and tried to get me alone. Yeah, yeah. I can't fucking stand the Bible lawyers. The people that come to me and say the same shit, it's a pattern of behavior. Oh, you're misquoting the scripture. You misquote. It's like you try to fuck kids.
Yep.
Fact. That's why my mom left the church, stopped going to the church. We were sick of watching all the kids getting fucked. All 7 in a town of 20,000. All right. I was molested by my school bus driver and had to keep me quiet. He had the nun paddle me. He said I was standing on the bus. Right. That's why I'm not sending my kids to public school. I'm breaking trauma cycles. My mom broke trauma cycles. She didn't hit me. I'm so pumped. I'm a fighter. Finally, words resonate. All right. Good for you. I'm suspicious of a babysitter I had when I was 2 or 3 years old. I can't remember anything but going down to the basement. Stop. You're in a timeout. Shut up. I can't remember anything but going down to the basement, dot, dot, dot. Did you see that in a doc? This is not the time or the place to pull little pranks like that. If you were raped, you fucking remember. I only remember going to the basement. Come on, bears. Help comfort me. You know what? No, what happens is you get in a sexual relationship with an old man who drives you around places and tells you that he's your best buddy in the whole wide world. And then the little kid grows to love him. And then gets really confused because he's shown pornography. And later in life, doesn't know why his dick gets aroused when he's around a man. And then he becomes what he believes to be homosexual. And now in society, it's being told is great. And it's a fetish because he didn't have a dad and someone else combine father figure, pornography, and sex, and and being a man together into one archetype. And his brain got rewired. I don't remember going into the basement. Bears, come on, comfort me. I could see through you. It's fucking crazy. I remember every shot of trauma in 4K HD. Exactly, Kung Fu Bear. I'm suspicious of my babysitter. I just remember going into the basement. I should have banned them for life. All right. Hey, young Catholics, let's create a website or Instagram. It's not about Catholics. It's about your town. Do you want me to say it again? It's not Catholics or Jews or it's who the fuck it is. Say it. Guys, it's aldermans. It's dog catchers. It's fucking a coach. It's anybody. Don't ever put it just on Catholics or Jews or whatever. The reason Jews are at the bottom of a lot of it is because they actually believe in it. Kabbalistic practices think having sex with children, same with a lot of Jesuits. They think it's a way to control their mind. They're open about this.
They are.
That's why that's extra fucking crazy. But just know that everybody around you could be that. And it's very easy to spot. Guys, it's not hard to spot. It's right in your face. It's obvious. And this sexual abuse shit is the reason people can't, they look at 9/11 and think it's box cutters and planes. Because you've already given up your fucking autonomy of thought. My mom let me around pedos for drugs. You're right. I'm lucky I never got molested. Good. I'm adding Mama Jean to my list of legends I tell my daughter she is named after. Awesome. My ex is a pedo. I tell people they turn away and hate me instead. Welcome to my world. You got to make it funny. The joke I told about molestations in Oswego, I said, I was an altar boy. They told me to wear a dress, light a candle, and drink some wine. I should have known I was on a date. That, and then I did another one. I wanted to see if I was gay once. I didn't know if I was gay, but I tried it out. I had a relationship with a man once. It didn't work out. It had to do with the age difference. I was 8, he was 70. You know, like, do it like that, and then people laugh, and they can handle it. Because other than that, they won't be able to handle it. I was an altar boy. I was never touched. No one cares. Philadelphia Bear, you're now in a timeout. I was an altar boy. I was never touched. Nobody gives a shit. Oh, Philadelphia Bear. When I say nobody cares, you have no idea how much I mean that. The words escaping me. Oh, that's it. And people will still. I can see who the little fucking rats are. The silent posse are. It's the ones who right now go, we have to do something about the Catholic Church, Bears. We have to name the Jew, Bears. I know why the fuck you do that. You're trying to offload it onto a demographic. You want to offload it onto a demographic because you don't want to do anything in your life. I mean, guys, you can't lie to me. Like, you can try, but it's the odds that it works is very, very low. You can try and hide and play your little games. I can see right fucking through. I can see your internet history. From my fucking third eye. I know what you've been watching on your little computer.
And they were probably the young men that didn't have the mother. You know, the mother who has been so ostracized. I mean, yes.
It's all good. Yeah, it's heavy, man. Protect your children. Dude, it's not even that heavy. We all know this shit. It's not heavy. It's only heavy when you're like, oh, man, what have I done? If you don't live like a fucking coward, it's not even heavy.
It isn't.
You can get through it. Guys, you can be beat up, fucked with, shot. I got shot in the eye with a BB gun. You can be molested, anything. If you have a community, you have faith, you have strength, you have people that are like, fuck that guy. You can get through anything. The thing that destroys the soul is when they're your friends and your family and the people that, when you're a child that you think you can count on, they turn their back on you for money and for fancies and for lollies.
Yep.
It's not heavy. Yep. Just crush. Yeah, if anybody, guys, huge reason why they tried to break up families. Right. And guys, anybody says this is disgusting, this is sad, you're banned for life. And you will have to get another fucking screen name. Again, it's like, what if you are alone, Big? I don't know what you're saying. If functional fam goes a long way, yes, exactly. Because they're the most terrified little weak bitches on the planet. If you say, this is disgusting, this is so sad, oh my God, what can we do? This is so heavy. You're giving them all your power. And you don't even know it because you're fucking retarded.
Because they've lost their purpose in life.
They don't have any power, guys. The pedophiles, the abusers, the assaults, the people who go after children, they are scared of if you drop a fork on the ground, they go, whoa, oh my God. If you just go, hey, what were you doing with Johnny? They will fucking shit their pants. They are absolute cowards. And so that's why all it takes is just a little push and you can fuck them right up. So if you say shit like, if they haven't come to terms with their own abuse, they literally blind to the abuse of others. Whatever, Lady QAnon Bear, you're a retard tonight. I'm so aggressive. It's all good. I'll chill out. All right. Just don't ever say, this is so sad, this is disgusting, this is horrifying, oh my God, this is so heavy, this is so deep. No, it isn't. You're giving them your power. They're diddling little perverts in the woods running around whacking off. Dude, you could hit them with a shovel and they'll fall right the fuck over.
But Owen, this is 30 years ago, and what we went through, you know, the 30 years, and people are still saying the same thing. Oh, it's so disgusting.
Oh, my God.
They have to have a new book. Haven't they learned anything?
Oh, no, years? No. They've learned nothing. Some have, but the people that do that are fucking lost.
Yes.
They're the people, they might as well be raping the kids. I mean, not legally. I'm not saying legally. Jesus, the internet is so fucking insane. But, like, you're so part of it if you're like that.
Mm-hmm. It's not hard.
It's not hard at all, guys.
No, it's not.
Me and my mom completely stood up against this shit. Do we look like we're in pain? We're crushing. Death penalty for pedos. Knox Barrier in a timeout. It doesn't matter. I just know what he's doing. I like Knox Bear, too. I like him a lot. Knox Bear, I like you, but death penalty for pedos.
Oh.
If we get the state to hang them, I'll feel way better about myself. Guys, it's so obvious. Be excited about being a good father. Be excited about calling out evil. Be excited about you and a bunch of buddies scaring the shit out of a creep. That's all it is. It's like, guys, they're cowards. Death penalty for the pedos. Oh my God, we need a new pope so bad.
Whoever said that.
No, Knox Bear is cool. I don't want to go after Knox Bear. I like, it's fine. I know, it's like they have to break their cycles. They don't even know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Forgive them, God. They know not what they do.
Well, you know what they might not know is that they know a pedophile and don't realize that they know a pedophile.
That's a lot of times that's what it is.
So there's somebody right within their local.
This legit just amps me up to be a good dad. Yes. Guys, it's so easy for your kids to not be molested. Just like, seriously, what it is the pedophile is going to try and be a father figure, or they're trying to butter up the family. Like, for example, in Forrest Gump, when the principal banged his mom and it was supposed to be really funny, when little Forrest was covering his ears in horror, they're trying to make that common. So it's really easy when you have like a mother and a random old man just wants to take little Timmy on fucking fishing trips alone for a weekend. And then little Timmy comes back and he doesn't look at people in the eye and he's jumpy and shit. That's what it is. It's not just like vans cruising around like, hey kid, get in the van. You wish it was like that because it keeps you away from your responsibility. It's about these people build a rapport with the child. They groom. They figure out if they can get away with it. They try and get the child alone. They see if anybody's going to tell on them. They scare the shit out of the kid. If you tell anybody, I'll kill your mom. Shit like that. And then, like, when they say that, the free candy van is total bullshit. It's total bullshit. It's a way to offload your responsibility. Everybody knows who the fuck's hurting the kids. Everybody knows. All right. Protect women, protect the children. Right. And a lot of times it's the woman's fault for all this. Don't leave it out of her. The woman needs to not chase status. When a woman is being like, oh, I can't believe the mayor is giving us so much attention. I feel pretty. I feel special. I'm better than Tina. Hey, Tina, the mayor loves my son. Really sees a lot in my son. My son's always jumpy now, and he's always, like, not looking at me in the eye anymore, and he hangs out alone in the basement. But I'm better than Tina now. Oh, my God, I'm so great. That's the whole fucking thing. The good guys are in the vans. Hilariously true. All right, I can't keep yelling. Yes, I was threatened with my life and my mom's if I say anything. Right, that's when you know you have to say stuff. If someone threatens your wife and your mom, if you say anything, say something immediately. You don't think my wife was threatened for calling out Hollywood shit? They don't do anything. They're a bunch of fucking cowards. Let's see them try. There's no way. Anybody that threatens to kill you is not going to kill you. People that actually kill people don't threaten. It's a liability. That person could write it in their diary. They could tell a friend. Really think about, if you're going to kill somebody, would you ever fucking tell them? No. It's all bullshit. People want to bring up Catholic, but our Baptist church had a Jezebel spirit. Me and my wife picked up the vibes day one, and we've seen her. Yeah, dude, it's not a Catholic problem. It's not a Jewish problem. It's an institution problem. You can't put it on a demo, but you also can't fucking have a sacred cow. You can't say, oh, don't attack the one true church. Bunch of fucking pussies. No, I'm not saying these things on the internet. Don't attack the one true church. Oh, my God, you're the dirty boy. You fucking disgust me. It's the same with Jews. You can't put it on the Jews. You can't put your shit on the Jews. You should probably trust your children less around Jews, unless you know them. Like, I would let Weiss take my kid for, you know, fishing trip or something. But, like, just a random Jew with power, no. Stay away from that. Because that's a culture that's like, they're like, yeah, this is how you really train them. Dude, they're into fucking genital mutilation. The first thing they do with a baby boy is they cut off part of their dick, and then they sell it to celebrities to put in their face. BB was going to say he would gut all you motherfuckers. No, I was going to gut. I'm not talking about it. BB was going to, all right. Tired of PC Catholics. We needed that, BB. I mean, you know, you can't really be politically correct when, like, your bishops and monsignors will send 7 rapist priests to fuck my town for 50 years. Like, you can act any way you want. I won't respect it. Floating down through the clouds. Oh, and here, by the way, here's the next level. Forgive them. Not the rape stuff, but, like, don't look at a Catholic. Like, E. Michael Jones is an inspiring man to me. Don't let them ruin God. Don't let them ruin your life because of that. Don't let, talk about spoiled apples. Don't let them take God from you. My Catholic church is currently closed for sniffles in my town. Yeah, and the priest is probably just jonesing for some young ass. But seriously, the next level is don't say, I can't go to church because of evil. There's evil everywhere. See, there's 2 roads you can take this thing that are bad. One road's good. To understand there's evil everywhere, the other road is, oh my God, it's in the Catholic Church. That's the bad man. If we burn that down, we don't have to acknowledge that it's really our dad or our uncle or our neighbor. That's called raising the witch. People do it all the time. That's the bad man. We just have to kill Tom Hanks. If we kill Tom Hanks, Monsignor Fafaro will have to apologize from the dead. It's so fucking obvious. EMG is cool and I'm not religious. He's a very good man. Yeah, and his identity is so wrapped around Catholicism. My mom's currently reading his book and loving it. E. Michael Jones, like, first and foremost, is a Catholic. It's not going to make me hate Catholics.
Well, even though the Catholic Church betrayed him.
The Catholic Church betrayed him, right. I know. Yeah, it's like, don't, you can't let that shit you can't let these people ruin your relationship with Catholics. You can't. I'm not going to let the ADL ruin my relationship with Dave Weiss. You know? Just don't take the vaccine. Right. Focus on the light. That's why I'm here. BB is the brightest light I've found. Thank you, Lady QAnon Bear, but I also can be very dark. I just was yelling at people that I would gut them. So I wouldn't exactly call that light. Good Catholic, almost as rare as unicorns. No, that's not true. Because it's not about the Catholic Church that makes people do this. They would do this anyway. This is not, the worst is just pure atheists. If there was a church of scientism, everyone's getting raped. And they wouldn't even have to hide it. It's like, don't put this on the... It's the institution and power. It's power. Just know that. That's why, if only there was a book that told you how to handle these situations, that told you not to pay attention to titles, that anywhere people gather in his name, that's where the church is. If only there was a book. All right, here we go.
Floating down through the clouds, memories come rushing up to meet me now. But in the space between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After this service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel. And as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, you take her frail hand and hold on to the dream. You can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. And what's more, no one ever disappeared. You never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote control. And everyone has recourse to the law.
What do you think this song's about? Listen to the lyrics of this song.
Something filled up my heart with nothing. Someone told me not to cry. My heart wake up and hold your mistakes up before they turn the summer into dust. If the children don't know, it's like our bodies get bigger, but our heart gets torn up. Just a million little gods in this rainstorm, turning every good thing to rust. I guess we'll just have to adjust.
I call the arm? No. That's about a kid that was messed with. How do you not see that? Something filled up my heart with nothing. Someone told me not to cry. Now that I'm older and my heart beats colder, I can see that it's a lie. And that it's, our bodies get bigger, but our hearts are torn up. We're just a million little gods in this rainstorm, turning every good thing to rust. I guess we'll just have to adjust. What in the fuck do you think that song's about? Million little gods is because they detach you from God. It's a profound song. We're just a million little gods. No, there's one God and we're connected. Want to know how you make a million little gods? You fuck with the kids. I mean, it's so obvious what this song's about. Muting for too much fire, LOL. Rise up, Barry, now you're banned. You can, next time, now you're Rise Up Bear 2.0 if you wish to come back. Don't ever do an LOL and bitch about being muted when we're having these type of conversations. You're welcome back, just 2.0. If you hate them for what they do, you give them power over you. Exactly, that's why this song's so good, because it's just honest. iGods, iPhone, iPad, it's a way to market bullshit. You want to make someone a god, you break them from their connection to God. A million little gods in our fancy pants. Turning every good thing. It's a fucking awesome song.
Children, wake up.
I'm going to get their exact lyrics. They make rain because that, in a rainstorm. We're a million little gods in a rainstorm, turning every good thing to dust or to rust. And Arcade Fire, Wake Up. It's just right in people's faces, and they're just like, this song's about, it's just about fucking, and listen to this. Listen to these words.
Something filled up my heart with nothing. Someone told me not to cry.
Think about something filled up my heart with nothing. The nothing, the emptiness. Something filled my heart with emptiness. And someone said, stop crying. Hey kids, stop crying. It's fucked up, but it's powerful.
But now that I'm older, it's colder, I can see that it's a lie. Children, wake up, hold your mistake up.
guess we'll just have to adjust.
Want to hear another Arcade Fire song? If you want to see a pattern, windowsill. And by the way, if anyone says this is so sad, oh, it's so disgusting, oh, you're banned. I know what you are, and I know who you are. When people that do that, and we get no, Owen's freaking out, dude. I know the type of people that act like that. Yeah, defy and adjust, even though he didn't deserve it in the first place. I've been in Owen's stream since 1999. How dare you? Hey, Joe Gagan. The song is called "Wake Up." Yeah. Reminds me of Floyd's Nobody's Home. Yeah, the lead singer is weird. Probably was touched. McDee's here in a timeout. I think I know who McDee's is. Let's just say I think he may be Dimitri. Next time you're banned, D's Nuts or whatever you're trying, McDee's or whatever the hell you're trying to pull this time, Dimitri. Windowsill is awesome. So yeah, I'm about to play this. McDee's. Yeah, yeah. We know who you are, Dimitri. You have a way of talking, Dimitri. I mean, I did. The hair is right. That's the McDimitri, right? Yeah. I mean, it's his. He thinks he's always like getting away with something. He's like, hey, I did that. He did trying. All right, here we go. Windowsill. Listen to these words. McD's. Hey, BB, could you play Death Cab? Yeah, totally. We recognize pattern. I mean, maybe it's not, Dimitri, but I'd say the odds are at least 50-50. If not, he needed a timeout anyway. It's classic Dimitri acting. If not, it's someone trying to be like Dimitri.
Don't want to hear the noises on TV. Don't want the salesman coming after me. Don't want to live in my father's house no more. Don't want it faster. I don't want it free. Don't want to show you what they've done to me. Don't want to live in my father's house no more.
What do you think this song's about?
Don't want to choose black or blue.
What do you think that means?
Don't want to see what they've done to you. I don't want to live in my father's house no more. Cause the tide is high and it's rising still. And I don't want to see it at my windowsill. Name and address. Don't want to see what happens next. I don't want to live in my father's house no more.
It's great lyrics.
Don't want to live with my father's debt. You can't forgive what you can't forget. I don't want to live in my father's house no more. Don't want to fight in a holy war. I don't want the salesman coming at my door. I don't want to live in America no more. Cause the tide is high and it's rising still. And I don't want to see it at my windowsill.
Goes,
MTV, what have you done to me? Save my soul, set me free. Set me free, what have you done to me? I can't breathe, I can't see. World War III, when are you coming for me? Been kicking up the sparks, we setting flames free. The windows are locked now, so what'll it be? A house on fire. Rise and see. Why is the night so still? Why did I take that pill? I don't want to see it at my windowsill.
There's so many people that that song is so obvious what it's about. It's like, he's like, I don't want to choose black or blue. What do you think that's about? I don't want to live in my father's house. I don't want to live in my father's debt. You can't forgive what you can't forget. It's like, the trauma turns into positive energy from the other side. Right. So much of art, it's like, it comes from being like, why didn't anyone save me? Love the chords in their songs. Yeah. And don't feel bad for them. Don't be like, oh, it's so sad. No, that guy's crushing. Because every time someone like you says something like, that's so sad. Oh my God, I'm so disturbed. You're saying that our lives are disturbed. That man's life is disturbed. It's sad. He has a sad life. Fuck you. Let's see you write a song like that. You can't. Arcade Fire was on some high quality logos. I'm not gonna say that either. I don't know. I like the song. Who knows? I don't know shit about Arcade Fire. What if that song of Kenny Wade Shepherd, Blue Black, was about the same thing? I don't know. I just know a lot of artists had a lot of shit go down and a lot of people did not do anything. It is Triumph. That's right. Sorry, BB. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful during that topic. It's fine. Rise Up Bear Part 2. Welcome back. It's just annoying. It's just, don't say LOL and they'll be like, why was I muted? It's fine. It's not a big deal, but I'm glad you learned your lesson. That's sad. Now go back to your pit. Oh my God, you're so sad. You're so pitiful. Oh my God, you're so sad. You're disgusting. It was disgusting what happened to you. Nah, not really. Oh, it always goes back to finding good in everything. Well, there is good in everything. It's not even what I do. It's just true, right?
Right.
Yes. Shit happens to everybody.
Right.
Like without shit, no one would know anything. Like no one would be able to see what good is. No one would have the fire under their ass.
Yep.
Half Pint, the family loved it. Oh, yeah. Just watch from the beginning, Half Pint. So much art has been subverted to promote depravity. Lady QAnon Bear. You're going to have to be Lady QAnon Bear 6.6. I just can't take it anymore. So much art has been subverted to promote depravity. You're now Lady Q. If you want to come back, it has to be Lady QAnon Bear 6.6. Next time it's Lady QAnon Bear 9.11. Suffering is what you know. Right. I can't. I just can't listen to people just keep saying stuff like, it's all depravity. And then I know what she'd say. She'd go, oh no, this is good. But so much other stuff. It just stop. I understand why her husband pretends to be deaf. All right. All right. What else do you guys want to hear? Any thoughts on Elon Musk's child? No, none. Enjoy jamming with you earlier. Awesome stuff. Anytime. I'm going to start pretending to be deaf. Lady QAnon Bear is now creating another account, Lady QAnon Bear 6.6. That's fine. She has to pay a penalty for that. She knows better. When I'm saying, stop saying everything's bad, stop saying, it's like, it's so much depravity. So much art has been subverted. No, so many people have been subverted. So many people, so many human beings have been damaged and no one stood up for them. All right. Lady Q will be formidable when Owen is done with her. Yes, by the time she's Lady Q and on Bear 9/11, she will be ready to, she will be able to hover. She'll be able to walk on water. All right. Love the piano streams. BB, you're a good singer. I'm belting along at work. Oh, sweet. If it's okay with Redneck Bear, said I wasn't a good singer. Owen, you'd go blind if you were deaf. You'd still be able to read the chat. I can read the chat right now with my third eye. I can feel what people are saying and what they're when they watch pornos. She's making a new account at this very. She knows she's wrong. Like, I
testing you.
Yeah, they're constantly shit testing people.
Yeah, shit testing.
How do you think we have a good chat? It's because I know when I have to drop the band hammer. Death Cab. Oh yeah.
I'm thinking it's a sign that the freckles in our eyes are.
Is this Death Cab?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or no, it's the other one. It's
You and me.
No.
You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary, by the soles of her shoes. They're all worn down. The time to sleep is now, but nothing to cry about, cause we hold each other soon.
I mean, even in this song. Guys, listen to this. A Lady in Black told me that fear was the heart of love, and I never... Who do you think the Lady in Black was? The goddamn nun. Listen to these lyrics. Catholic school was vicious as Roman rule. I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black who held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love. So I never went back. Why aren't people Christian anymore? Because you abused and raped all the kids. You know? It's like they said fear is the heart of love, so I never went back. It's like, yeah, that checks out. And then you have all these people that are detached from God and they're suffering. And it's like, if heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. There he goes. You and me. I loved how the chat slowed almost to a stop when Grandma Jean was speaking. Good group of bears. Oh yeah. And don't say, oh, I can't believe Owen speak that way around his mom. She likes honesty. She's just like you guys. When I'm fired up talking about pedos from my childhood, I'm going to say fuck a few times. The kids are in bed. She gets it. Everyone's getting it.
And they can't deny that they use that language.
It's fine. I try out of respect to not swear sometimes. When I get fired up, there is no way around it. I'm not talking about Father Fafaro and being like, F. Oh no, F. Oh, gosh darn.
You and me.
It's so hypocritical.
Has seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary, by the soles of her shoes, all worn down. The time to sleep is now, nothing to cry about, as we hold each other soon. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the notes on her vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks,
no. How about this one? This one's about me. This one's about the bear and my mom.
I know I've got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk. If I could only give you everything that I haven't got.
My mom's singing along.
I could have had a warm conversation. If it wasn't for your lies. And still I wanna tell you everything until I close my eyes. Suddenly I'm on the street, Peril Square, the 20th disappear below my feet. I'm breaking down. Do you want me now? You want me now? Don't you think I've heard the talk? Nobody's gonna tell me who to love. I'm breaking down. Do you want me now? You want me now? I know I've got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk. If I could only give you everything that I haven't got, I could have had a warm conversation. If it wasn't for your lies. But still I want to tell you everything until I close my eyes. Suddenly I'm in Peril Square, looking in the crowd and your face is everywhere. I'm turning round. Do you want me now? you want me now. Don't you think I've heard the talk? Nobody's gonna tell me who to love. I'm breaking down. Do you want me now? You want me now. She's back. Lady Cunard and Bear 6.6 in the house. All around me are familiar faces. Worn out places. Worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races. No expression. No expression. The tears are filling up there. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. My lesson. No one knew me. No one knew me. I mean, it's just crazy how intense that is. And it's not necessarily about, and guys, don't like fetishize like pedophilia. It's not always about pedophilia. It's about abuse in many, many forms. You know, it's about the kid that's clearly getting fucked up by the powerful man. And people cuck and they don't do anything about it. And it's not about violence, not about, it's about trying to break someone to make them, to detach their placenta from God. You have a placenta to God your whole life. And so they're trying to sever it. You can always grow it back, but it's like, that's what they're doing. They're trying to cut off your feet, get rid of your roots. And that's what all of this is about. Lady QAnon Bear 6.6 can handle it. She's strong and used to being the odd one out. It's hysterical. It's a hysterical running theme. And guys, I'm not being a bully to Lady QAnon Bear 6.6. I give direct orders and stuff. I get it. She's got a heart of gold. She really does. But it's like, when I'm like, don't just keep saying how tragic everything is. It's like, I'm going to swing the band hammer. Kelly Clarkson, Because of You, is another one about childhood. Well, it's just, I mean, so many songs are about just like coming from the point of view of a kid that's like, why didn't anyone listen to me? It's because a lot of it has to do with debt. See, here's what I'm at. I've done so much work in these subjects that I'm down to the root cause, pornography and debt. Pornography rewires men's brains to be cucks and to be perverted and subverted sexually. Debt puts people in positions where they can't fathom losing their job. Like, they're obsessed.
And that's why they're silent sometimes.
Yeah, I get it. Guys, the silent people aren't just evil.
Right.
Like, the people that were silent, I have some anger. I know I can freak out. But the people that couldn't say anything because they didn't want to lose their job, a lot of them are in crippling debt. So I get it. You know, there are the ones that are just disgusting people that want more fancies and lowies and boats and stuff, but a lot of it has, it's debt. If you're not in crippling debt and you don't watch pornography, this would not be a problem. That I've done so much work on this. It's like, I'm not a LARPer. I don't sit around going, oh, I'm going to pretend to fight the pedophile. I really think what causes it. You boil down the pattern to the base. Okay, what? It's the compliance of the community. It's not even about the pedophile. It's not even about the abuser. It's about the... No one would do... No coyote does shit because of my fences. Fact. So the way to fight it is to not watch porn, to encourage others to not watch porn, and to stay out of debt. Because unless you're in debt, there is no fucking way you would hold on to your money
stream over your child. It has to be financial. I'm telling you, it's the world of debt, a world of debt and pornography. I'm telling you, that's what it is. That's why debt is evil, makes people sell their children for lies. Right. I have compassion for the people, the pedophiles and the people that were silent about pedophiles. Because if I didn't, I wouldn't be able to fight it. If I didn't have compassion, I wouldn't even understand how to fight it. I honestly think you hit the nail on the head, Owen. You're absolutely correct. Right. That's why I keep saying compassion. Compassion is not consent. That's what James True said. Compassion is not consent. It's a great thing. But it's like, damn, it's like a form of blackmail. Exactly. You have to have compassion for these people that have done such vile things in your life, or else you can't fight it. All you do is LARP. All you do is go on QAnon websites and go, first, what I'm going to do to the pedophile, I'm going to cut his dick off, and then I'm going to throw him in a well, and then I'm going to laugh. LOL, laughing my ass off. LMAOL. No. I have a mortgage, but no porn, evil. Right. You'll be fine. I'm talking about the people in here most likely would never do that. I know I can say you sometimes. Like you, sometimes I'm like talking to somebody in my head, and I'm just looking at the fucking computer screen. I don't mean you. I know a lot of bears are not like this. But to get anybody to a position where they would rat out, where they would sell out their kids, it's addiction and debt. You know, it's whether or not someone's chasing the dragon in debt. That's it. Or else it's not human nature to do that. It's not human nature for a mama bear to ignore the pain of her child. It has to be under a spell, a sick spell. And that spell is debt, and that spell is addiction, and that spell is pornography. And pornography puts men under a spell where they start thinking, like, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge what people do? They don't even know they're thinking it. It's so deep in the fucking subconscious. Who am I to judge? People are just having fun squirting it. I cannot understand it. I can, fortunately for you, and that's why I'm explaining it. Gotta start ignoring the calls for the duck dick. Yes, that's right, Kung Fu Bear. Hard truths break spells. Yes, and compassion breaks spells. If you don't, compassion is not consent. Compassion is not endorsement. Compassion means, why do they do this? Better yet, I will not understand. If you don't understand, you can't fight it, Faith Bear. It's not admirable of you to not understand it. Like when people go, oh my God, I can't even, you're not valuable to the community. Like if you're like, I can't even understand the coyote. I'll just keep using the coyote because you don't put morality in a coyote, right? No. Predator. So you just say, I don't need to understand. I have to understand what the coyote wants. What do they want? That's it. I mean, I'm aware. Faith Bear, you're in a timeout. Faith Bear, you're in a timeout. Think it over. Next time you're banned for life, if you keep it up, you'll have to be Faith Bear 5.2.0. So that'd be Faith Bear 52.0. Oh, I just can't even. Good, then leave. Go to the Daily Wire. They'll love to have you. I don't like weakness here. Like, especially like chosen weakness where people are like, I just can't even. I mean, I can't even. Get the fuck out of here. Pretending like you're too pure to get, you're useless. I'm too pure. Some people really can't understand it because they can't fathom that level, especially when it's people very close to them and their family. That's understandable. That's everybody does that. Predators rely on that. Predators rely on you. They rely on being so close to you that you can't see them. I get it. But in this conversation, don't say, oh, I can't even understand how that's even possible. Okay. Put your fucking head in the sand. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
She gets it. Please do not walk straight into the witch river. Thank you, Slap. Why does the moon look translucent when you see it in the daytime? Because I believe it's a luminary. I don't think you can walk on the moon. I've been catching up on Survivor episodes, and men have become so damn emotional. It's amazing. Stop watching television, Larry. Why are you watching? Want to know? I could just as easily say, hey, Mom, I just heard a guy watches Survivor. I can't believe how emotional guys are getting. Why would you watch Survivor? What are you, a fag? All right.
Don't they realize that there are cameras filming the quote survivors?
It's absurd. It's like, I can't believe men are so emotional on Survivor. I'm going to sit and eat my popcorn and watch it because I'm a faggot. All right, I shouldn't have went that far. I'm going to close on this one.
When I'm watching Survivor, the men are so weak. I might ban that guy for life.
It's surviving on an island.
My mom pointed out that it's a contradiction because they're supposed to, yeah, it's, of course, it's total nonsense. Don't watch TV. You can't figure it out. Amy was right. I'm super aggressive tonight.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil, no, a veil, veil.
Was Mick D's really Dimitri or no? Dude, he might be lying too. Dimitri's a sneaky little bastard, Ukrainian. My mom loves this shit. Even if I wasn't my mom's son, she would probably still be a bear.
How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year. Running over the same old ground. Have we found same old fears?
It was Dimitri.
It was?
Yeah.
Wish you were here.
Am I too perceptive? Is that why I'm all fucking pissed off half my life? I'm yeah. Just like, zzz, like, what?
Just remember, when you were 9 and a half, you uncovered the zapped
going on at the palace. You see why I used to drink all the time? I'd be like, I don't know, that's Dimitri, maybe. Yes, who cares? That's why I used to drink. I used to drink to just, dude, me not drinking, it's like I might as well have an eyeball right here. Just like, I can see your search history.
Now, do they want you like this?
They think it's hilarious.
Or do they want you drinking?
They don't want me drinking. Some do probably to justify themselves, but they like a sharp big bear.
Two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year. Running over the same old ground. Have we found same old fear? Wish you were here.
You guys like sober, they like sober me better. I knew it was Dimitri. Just had a couple comments. There's thousands of people here every day. I've been sober now for over a year.
A year this month.
Sober Big Bear does have more fire.
Blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field?
Sometimes people are like, you used to be so much happier. I was like, I was drunk. I was always drunk. It's like, you were so mellow. You would just go with the flow. I'm like, I couldn't walk.
I don't know. I walk on pause in the war for a lead role in a game. Thank you.
It's been coming for some time. Self-medicated because we knew, we saw a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I think when you go through a lot of shit, you develop high levels of intuition. I don't know if there's been any scientific studies, but I think that the world can be a little loud. And so I think a lot of bears like understand each other for that reason. Like, we'd rather be in the saloon laughing and yelling and singing songs and stuff and making fun of Grabbers and Joe Rogan than just destroying ourselves. I self-medicate by working out. Nice, Iron Man Bear. I would, too, if I was very small. I'm just kidding. I'm sure you're not that small. I did it my whole life, drinking and drugging. Right. All right. A lot of the most powerful people, the most, my people, they're just comfortably numb. And I get it. Guys, I was comfortably numb for a long time. And it's easy to drink if you don't freak out. Like, I've never gotten a DUI. I've never, like, punched a girl or anything. But it's like, and that's an easy way to justify it to yourself. You're like, I'm a happy drunk. When I drunk, everyone lives me. Yeah. And it's like, no, if you're medicating, you know when you're medicating. You know when you're medicating. And I figured it out because I was going to quit drinking for, like, a month or two. And I couldn't. I was like, I'm just going to crush a claw. And then I realized that I was like, oh, shit. I got to nip this thing in the bud. So I did. Sober Owen is very, very good. Thank you, Joe Gagan. Dimitri customized bedazzled pants for Rogan. Hilarious. I can't believe I nailed Dimitri. Wow. I'm fucking awesome. Yeah, I think I'm extra funny tonight because I'm trying to make my mom laugh. I was sober for 13 years and fell off the wagon for a year with night drinking. It's been a year sober. Good for you, Tiny Bear. No DWI from Oswego. That's impressive. I mean, I did though. I want to know. Want to hear some debauchery?
He's got to be from around the area.
And one time I drank a gallon of wine in high school. And don't think that I remember this.
Yes.
And I stepped on my wine glass, and I just, the whole bottom of my foot just, I had to get like 20 stitches right in the bottom of my foot, just right through the middle. And I'm drunk as shit in the hospital. I'm like, and don't think this is weird. Don't be like, oh my God, dude, everybody in Oswego is drunk all the time. The whole town is fueled by pedophilia. Okay, so. So one of my buddies brings a walking stick to the hospital. And just goes, use this, Big Bear. They used to call me Big Bear. Or Big O. Big Owen, Big Bear, whatever. And I was like, all right. And so I went right back to Harborfest, and we just kept partying with my stick.
The stick that the kid had stolen.
A kid stole the stick from me.
Yeah.
This is, dude, I'm from the shadows. Like, my friend comes in like a Labrador to his, you know, he's like, Big Bear. I stole you a walking stick, and I was like, nice. And then we're just like, brum, brum. It was this beautiful walking stick.
Your dad still has it.
My dad still has it. Yes. Of course he does. Wine in a box? No, a giant gallon, a giant glass gallon of wine. Drank the whole bottle. Gallon.
The cheap stuff.
Cheap. It's like $7. And I stepped on my glass. And this is at a buddy's house. Parents' home. Dude, this was my town.
Wasn't that in our backyard?
Might have been our backyard. We don't know.
And I had to take you to the hospital.
Yeah, and so I'm in the hospital,
And the hospital doesn't even care. The hospital's like, ah, we got another kid hammered. And it's like, and all my friends hammered. Dude, the valedictorian hammered, captain hammered. Dude, there was no good kids. I mean, we're good in our hearts.
Yes, you were.
But I know, you know what I mean, though. There was no like, oh, Carlo Rossi, that's exactly what it was. And so I get stitches on my foot. Do I stop walking? No. I'm not even wearing a shirt. Like, no shirt. I'm not wearing a shirt. I'm blood just gushing out of my forehead. My buddy just goes, dude, I got you a walking stick. It's like, it's a great deal. And he starts laughing. All right. So I always used the actual wine glass as a kid. Dude, Oswego, I don't know how else to tell you, and I will not be judged. I will not be judged.
Yes, I forgot that. The doctor, however... The doctor.
My mom's got more stories.
No, it's the same story. We took him in, and the doctor asked what happened, and you said, "Well, I stepped on a piece of glass."
Bear in mind, I'm not wearing a shirt.
I didn't say anything, because it was a piece of glass, and but I forget which doctor it was in the emergency room, and he gave you such a dirty look as if I know what happened here. But he stitched you up, and that's all we cared about.
Yeah, yeah. That's why these days when people are like, what if I don't wear a mask? I'm like, I was in high school, and I went in, and I was like, I stepped on glass. Dude, I was like, I reeked of booze. Reeked. I drank a gallon of, but I was still totally functional. That's Oswego. Like, Oswego trains you where if you act drunk, you get beaten. Beaten. By people, like other kids who are like, dude, don't act like a faggot, you know? So, like, when you drink in Oswego, you would drink and keep it all inside. Like, you didn't show it. You weren't like, hey, everybody, oh my God. You have to keep it in. So, I was like, I was still like, yeah, I stepped on glass. And then the blood wouldn't stop because it was so thin. I had 22 stitches in my face, still handsome, nice. Some of the jokes were so, to see specific guy, no, done. Same in our neighborhood. Yeah, totally. Oswego used to have the most bars per capita in the country. Yes.
Oh, is that somebody from Oswego?
I mean, it's a legendary statistic. When you have that many, that the cloud of darkness over Oswego, New York, you have a cloud of alcohol. I worked at a bar when I was 16. I was a bouncer at a bar. Old City Hall.
Yes.
I was checking IDs before I could drive. And these days, people are like, went to the FEMA camps. And I'm like, dude.
That was a FEMA camp.
Dude, I was born in a FEMA camp.
Yes, right.
You merely adapted to the FEMA camp. I was born in it. It's like I was literally, I couldn't drive yet. And I was at a freaking, like a hardcore bar. Like a bar where there was a fight every night. There was always a very, very violent fight every night. We may not have had bike thieves. We had a couple, but we had bikers. Like, we had, like, the white dudes that would be, like, that would stab people. My mom got pissed when we bought Bacardi mouth spray. Yeah, hilarious. Owen had a mug. If we were drunk, it's easier to take advantage of about dazed and confused. I don't know, man. That's not where my head's at right now. This reminds me of my first unit in the Army. Nice. Hard ERs. Yeah, people said nigger. And so that's the thing. I started on Strawberry Hill Boone's Farm. Oh, yeah, we used to drink Boone's. And my parents didn't even drink. That's the thing. It was just my town. Like, in my house, if it was other towns, I probably wouldn't have ever drank. My dad would have, like, amaretto in the house. Like, that's it. Like, my parents didn't drink. My mom never drinks because her dad drank all the time. And my dad only drinks, like, amaretto if he's feeling saucy. Thanks for the great stream. Anytime. Wow, you've led an eventful life. I love your mom for allowing you to experience all of it. Well, I mean, we didn't want all the horror.
Right.
I mean, dude, don't go down that road. Don't go down the road like, it's so great that you were so horrifying. Your life was so horrifying.
Allow it.
No, we were fighting it.
Yeah.
Dude, we were... Listen, and I'm going to get shit for this. Oswego, New York is a fucking hellhole. There's some of the best people I know there. Great people. But it is brutal. Like, guys, when you're dealing with a place where 7 out of 7 Catholic priests are molesting kids for 50 years, and the whole town's Catholic. Now there's not even one. Is there one Catholic? There's one Catholic church left. Yeah, it's not a great business. Hey, Catholics, it's not a great business plan to fuck all the kids. And I say it vulgarly like that because molested doesn't fucking cut it. You know, people like to use soft language so that they can keep golfing with the mayor. Our mayor went to jail, what, for rape? Running drugs out of Canada?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was Canada, but running.
Guys, like.
Running drugs. And the FBI was called in.
Yeah, dude. FBI was in our town all the time.
The mayor was our chief of police.
The chief of police was running drugs?
Yeah.
Who?
Ruccio.
Oh, yeah. No, but the mayor went to prison too, though.
Oh, Gozick went to prison. Yeah. Went to prison for pedophilia.
Ray. Yeah, he had sex with a 14-year-old.
And 13.
13.
And maybe.
Mayor, and then the chief of police went. Did he go to prison? Or no?
No.
Or was he? Okay.
He got a big running
coke out of Canada. Our chief of police. This is a town of 20,000. This is what happens when you have moral decay.
But the FBI was in.
And so if you're, aren't you scared, Big Bear? Dude, half my friends were like running giant bricks of coke for like high-ranking officials in my town. Oh, and it's like, and my mayor went to jail for fucking a 13-year-old, and then they elected him again. Didn't they elect him again after he got out?
No, they wished he had run again.
Oh, yeah, they were trying to get him to run again. Gozick, Moon Jazz Bear. Oh. And I know his son. Chris Gozick's a good guy.
Yep. And his other son, John Jr., is one of the aldermen now.
He's one of the aldermen?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm telling you guys, it isn't like, it's like this fantasy world of the Truther channels. I'm like, what fucking planet are you from? Like, my childhood was insane. And it's like my mom is like, she tried. She did her best. And it's like, our mayor was in prison for raping a child. Our chief of police was running drugs out of Canada. One of my best friends had to go to prison. Or no, his brother went to prison for holding the bricks for him. It's crazy shit. All of the priests were all banging kids. And the ringleader of the pedophile cult in my town was also the head of the school board. So the thing about pedophiles is they like to bring in people that can keep a secret. So they bring in other pedophiles. And most of them are drunk all the time. And so when you have someone who isn't scared of them, they put me in eighth grade, they put me in a corner for 50 days. Isolation 6 hours a day. Because they wanted me to shut my fucking mouth. Does it appear I have? This has been a legendary stream. We got a lot out tonight. Wow, another 2.5 hours? Nice. All right, I got to land this plane. I think I just freaked out a bunch of people. I think this may be the best thing a bunch of people have ever seen. They're like, finally! And like a percentage is like, what the fuck is this? Like, is this real? BB, don't break. I don't break, dude. And I never rat on any people. It was always the pedos. Huh?
Talk about a reality show.
A reality show. Oh, dude, people wouldn't even believe it. People wouldn't believe it. They'd be like, when I talk about my hatred of pedophilia and my protective nature of children, all these LARPers are just like, we have to get to the bottom of it. I'm like, I know. And they always quit. Like Crowder, they thought that I was being performative like them. People don't know my life. They have no idea what I've been through and what my town's like, all this shit. They have no idea. When I talk about the new normal, oh, I have to wear a mask in the grocery store. Oh, my God, I'm so terrified. My childhood was accepted institutional pedophilia from the mayor to the chief of police, all the priests, half the teachers. There's a dude whacking off in the middle school woods all the time. All the time. Just chasing kids whacking off. Oh, how dare you? How dare you? It's like, so I know evil. I know what it looks like, and I didn't break to it. I didn't cuck to it. I can fight it successfully. I'm having a great time right now. Good. Still haven't worn a mask in California. Sweet. It's all good. Talk to me when a dude just keeps... No, Kung Fu Bear's been through shit. But it's like... I remember one time the guy whacking off chasing me in DeLuca. our bikes were stuck in gravel and the tires just kept spinning. It was like, I still have nightmares about it. I mean, not crazy, but, you know. Love you, BB. Some days you're strange. And our neighbor, Mullins, was a pedophile.
80 years old.
80 years old,
he's
groping.
At the corner of the street.
Neighbor. Yeah, he's standing at the corner. All right, tell the story, Ma.
Well, he'd stand at the corner of the street where the stop sign was, and in his pajamas. And then as the young kids would come by, he would expose himself.
Right. That was when we'd walk home from school.
Yes.
And so that's why when the Q-tards are like, we're this close to catching the pedophile, they're in the sewers. I'm like, well, they're at West 6th and Utica.
Yes.
They're at, if you want the address is on the east side. They're also in the mayor's office, my homeroom teacher. The middle school, would you like directions to the middle? It's like, oh no, unless you wear the mask, we can't get the pedophile. I'm like, okay, my neighbor, he died of some vicious cancer though, right?
Well, because, remember, one of your close playmates all through, you know, from the time you were 4 years old, you know, Cindy, he grabbed her.
Yeah.
And said, come in here. I don't want anybody to see this. And he took her in the house. And she, well, Cindy was kind of tough. She was 10. You were all 10 at the time.
Yeah.
And she got away from him before he could. He was gonna sexually assault her.
Yeah.
Because he had that reputation for decades in the the area.
Yeah.
And she got away, and it was Super Bowl Sunday, and she came over to our house, which was right next door, and she said, "Gene, Phil tried to get me," and she was just rigid. So I called her mother, and she came over. And then she tried to calm Cindy down. You know, how do you do that? And then she called her husband, the father. And, of course, he was at a bar watching the Super Bowl game. And he came over, and he said, we're going to get him. And they called the police. And then they all went next door. And Phil admitted what he was going to do to Cindy. So they took him to the police to the police department and put him in jail. And he went downhill within about 3 months, and he was dead.
Yeah, he was dead quickly. I'm telling you.
He had cancer immediately. And
God takes him. It's like, all you need to do is stand up for it. Like, dude, I know shit. Just listen to me. It's like.
That took place next door.
No, I was a little kid. I've watched this my whole life. So it's like, yeah, no 10 bears within 10 miles. Yeah, now I probably wouldn't even call the police, if you know what I'm saying. But it's like, if you just call it out, they die. They die of cancer quickly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and it's fucking painful. Penis cancer, because he was not circumcised. He had smegma. Owen, put Mama Jean closer to the mic. We want to hear her. I'm landing the plane. I mean, I've already died. You should have told me that 2 hours ago. You could have learned all about pedophilia. Decades of silence. Guys, centuries, millennia. None of this is new. Don't act like victims. Don't act like any of this is new. At least you got them. I mean, I was 10. I didn't get any punches in. I think you can literally get shame cancer. Yes, fact. He admitted it, immediately got cancer and died. BB, what do you want for your birthday? Federal Reserve notes. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, if you'd like to support the stream.
Well, then, I'll add this, that, you know, our next-door neighbors on the other side.
Just real quick, I used to throw Chinese flying stars at Phil's house. That was how I got back at him.
Betty and Goody, I went over and told them what had happened, and they said, oh, it can't be. Uncle Phil would never do anything like that.
Uncle Phil.
It must have been her. She was 10.
Guys, that's the pedophile in the sewer, guys. They're everywhere. It must have been her. She asked. Was she wearing the short shorts? It's disgusting. One time this guy tried to molest me in the 1850 house. Remember that guy?
Yes. Yeah.
So I keyed the shit out of his car. I was very young. But it was like me and my friends made it a thing where we just kept fucking up his car. You know, this has been a fun stream. I got a lot off my chest. So the town I grew up in isn't like, this is why the truth channels have really kind of messed with me a little, because I thought everyone was serious. Like, I thought people were really trying to fight pedophilia, and then they're like, no, Q, just wait. It's almost here. I'm like, I have guns, I have bats, like, what? But the most effective thing isn't even violence. It's just call it out. Point and say, you there. And they say, but you'll be kicked out of the PTA meeting. Ugh, God, just don't go into doubt. Don't watch pornos. Get a garden. All right. Any final questions? Good for Owen and his little buddies. Yeah, we were a tough bunch.
Yes.
We were a tough bunch. None of us really got it bad. Some of our secondary friends got it real bad. But our main crew, I mean, there was some darkness, but nothing like, I don't want to get into it. Some of our buddies were, they had it bad. You have a backing, BB. I know. Thank you. More Loaf Bear 3.0 is back. Dude, yes. You have to understand More Loaf Bear. Like, I ban you guys for all of us. And I'm dead serious. I can't say, like, don't do this and then people do it and not have a thing. It just, any little incentive usually will help. Matika? No, Matika's fine. Matika's a tough fucker.
Oh, yeah.
Matika would knife. He's probably, they probably try. He probably, like, killed him. He's,
And with him, it was his grandfather.
No, his grandfather's a good guy. No, yes. His grandfather's a good guy.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's who saved John.
Grandfather. And he's still tied with his grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's still on the reservation. Oh, he's a full-blooded Mohawk Indian.
Yeah. John's doing okay, though.
John's doing great. John's much love, if you're listening.
He was a good kid.
Great kid.
Yeah. He really tried, and the teachers at school hated him because he was a full-blooded Mohawk. He wasn't like the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were
fucking. And he really tried. And
yeah, but they're like that with everybody.
You were his friend, and, you know, and your crew was his friend, and
So here's a funny story about John. So I'm doing an Atlanta comedy club, and I'm already, you know, I'm on Sullivan and Son and stuff. I was touring. And so I stay in touch with all my buddies from home. The world isn't ready for a Oswego kid. So John comes to my show. And the manager at the club is like, we don't have that. They were starting to get an argument. So John fucking beats the shit out of him.
Oh, really?
And gets arrested. So I'm on stage telling jokes, and and I'm in the heart of Atlanta. Like, the toughest dude is just the Oswego kid. And so the manager, I just hear like rumbling and just bah. And my buddy John, like, it's like, Indians and booze are not a good mix. And so he's just immediately in jail. And I'm like, dude, I got you free tickets. Like, can you just not beat the shit out of the manager? Because we're from a town where if someone, like, eyes you weird, they're trying to fuck you as a kid. So you have to have a ban hammer. I'm serious. Oh, my God, I can't believe he said that word in front of his mother. Oh, I'm such a hero. I'm such a hero. The Pharisee is crushing again. All right, can we watch episodes of Sullivan and Son anyway? Yeah, it's hilarious. Hilarious stuff. All right, Natives and Firewater, yeah. So I'm like, my buddy, you know, all my buddies, it's like, they're rough dudes. You know, like, we get in fist fights playing racquetball, and I get stitches and fucking broken noses. That's why the LARPy nature of the truth channels are just not, I'm not tolerating it well anymore. Because I really thought they were going to, they were really serious about pedophiles. And I'm just standing, it's almost like I feel like I'm in a field where I'm just standing there with like a gun and a bat. And I'm like, I thought you guys were serious. And they're like, no, we're about clicks and political control. And I'm like, wait a minute. So you did like 1,000 hours about like pedophiles and stuff just because you want clicks? It's like, yeah, no, we're chasing the pedophiles. I'm like, dude, that guy right there, that's Phil. Yes, right. Most of the truth crew couldn't make JV. Oh, dude. And most of them were like, oh, it's so disgusting. So anyway, what they did is they go through, like, they tell the stories of the rapes. And I'm like, you are sick. You people are sick fuckers. You want to... The truth channels run out of material after season 1. Yeah, but they also were like, and then they held him down and they fingered him and they took down his little shorts. I'm like, is this porn for you people? Sick. All right, I'm trying to awaken my niece to the LARPs. Dude, fuck. I mean, guys, people are going to do what they're going to do. The play was third base. Why'd you throw it to first base? Yeah, BB, New York City is a homo sanctuary. You can no longer just punch somebody in the face for staring you down and licking their lips like Al Gouze. Yes, you can. I'm not saying, guys, I know it's the internet. Guys, nothing happens ever. Like, people have this in their mind. They're like, oh, if I do anything, I'll be in prison. And guys, nothing ever fucking happens. It is if you, like, stalk somebody or, like, violently attack a normal person. But if somebody's trying to fuck you, fuck them up. They're such cowards. What are they going to do, go to the police? Dude, fuck them. Nothing happens, guys. Nothing happens. Stop watching television. You think that the CSI comes to your door with the fucking black lights and all the crew and everybody's got a blanket for the victim and they're drinking hot cocoa and they get to about, dude, they come with a pencil and they never come back. They write down, so, okay. There's nothing fucking happened. Self-defense. Nobody cares. Dude, Detroit. We're talking about bike thieves, guys. We're talking about people that don't even know how to shoot a gun. They shoot it sideways. Dude, their closure rate for murder is 1/3. 2/3 of murder in Detroit don't get solved. I'm talking about people who shoot guns sideways, guys. And they do it, like, because they disrespect it. And there's snitches everywhere. Nobody fucking cares. Guys, kids are raped. Dude, nothing. It's all good.
I'm going to bed.
All right, good night, Ma. As long as it doesn't escalate to involuntary manslaughter, malicious wounding is okay. If someone tries to grope you, if someone just looks at you weird, don't fuck them up. My friend was drinking too much booze. But if someone gropes you, if someone does what Joe Biden does to those kids, dude, jack them as hard as you can right in the throat, like right here. If a man like starts rubbing you and smelling you and shit, guys, right there, right here, torque. Bang, as hard as you possibly can. They won't be able to breathe. They won't be able to breathe. They'll grab that and then bang, right in the genitals. Bam. Try and break their testicles. Break them. Pop them. Dude, I know people have had their testicles popped. Nobody gives a shit. Waste them. Yeah, but don't, none of this vigilante LARP bullshit. I'm going to hunt the pen and file. No. If someone gropes you, if someone tries to do that, fucking bang, bang. Don't go for the murder. Don't go for the, just, right here, they put their fucking hands up like this. If you get punched in the throat, you can't breathe, right? So your first thing, your eyes water, you go like this, right? You're completely exposed there. Bang, right in the testicles. Try to pop their balls. The rest of their life, their sex drive will lower. And guys, what I just described is 100% legal. And even if it wasn't, there's not a fucking normal man, woman, or child that would not understand that. You have to be even in Oswego, New York, you that would be fine. Just right here, hands up, bang. Whether it's your knee or pop their ball. Pop it. Oh, no, but we need to give all our money and our power to Trunk because Trunk's going to get Hillary in the fucking sewer. Guys, I've been dealing with these fucking perverts my whole life. Trunk isn't going to do shit. I used to think so. I used to think Trunk was on the case. I used to think that he was real motivated to get the pedos. He doesn't give a shit. Guys, throat, poke the eyes too. Yeah, but you can miss with the eyes. I'm telling you, have fine bear. Right there. Because even if you don't collapse their throat, they're fucking freaked out. If you get hit in the throat, you're like, you get scared. You panic really, really bad. Like, right, even if it's like light, just like that, you go, oh, and then bam, right in the, like, pop their ball. Pop it. If you crush their ball, their sex drive will lower the rest of their life. And then when they say, why'd you go at their neck and balls? It'd be like, they're groping me. Trunk may be Fauci's bottom. I think Trunk has been penetrated by Gates. I think his anal gate has been cracked, if you know what I'm saying. All right, let me release the lemons. All right. I'll release the lemons and I'll get out of here. This has been a really fun stream. We got to the bottom of a lot of situations. You pump or kick nuts? Yeah, but don't do it first. Got to get their attention and their energy up. Don't just go for the balls. Really easy to miss. Really not a good shot. Right here. Because Why, dude, it's this much real estate. It's soft. You want to hurt your hand. A lot of people that have never punched anybody don't know that if you hit someone in the wrong part of their head, you break your hand. Even if you don't put your, oh, I know not to put my thumb in. Dude, if you hit someone like right here with like a hard punch, there's a good chance that your hand doesn't work properly for like 2 months. Right there. I'm telling you. Or, you know, just anywhere in the neck. Because most people are not used to being hit in the neck. So what do they immediately do? They just pull up their defense. Oh, my neck. And then I'm talking, guys, I'm not like, try to break their testicles. Eye pokes and ball kicking always works. I've never eye poked anybody in my life. I don't know how that would work. Like maybe be like scratched. I don't know. That doesn't work for me. This is one of the best dreams ever. Thank you, Utopia Bear. That is the best advice because they would expect a kick to the ball. Well, there's just so much you can do. A kick to the balls, you can miss. And if you hit a thigh, it's a Charlie horse. You know, it's so easy to not get hit in the balls. You can just, you pull your knees together and you don't get hit in the balls. If your attention goes up, guys, I'm telling you, you can pop someone's ball for life, dude, for life. I know a dude whose ball got popped from a hockey puck. For life, dude. One nut. Weapons equals felonies. Use bare hands. Dude, it doesn't fucking matter. I'm not giving this advice on the internet. But like, if someone tries to rape you or molest you. But here's the thing. This is all last case scenario. It's like, in reality, if you live a good, clean life and you have a strong community, you'll never have to do any of this shit. Never. It's like, don't put yourself in these positions. Don't drink alcohol out there. Don't be alone, ladies. Don't be in a situation. It's not strangers, dude. It's people you know. Don't go out to drink with your gamma male fucking boss who's been eye-fucking you at work for months and get drunk. He'll give you a ride home. Stay away from all of it. And then nobody will do shit. All right, guys. Good neighbors will side with you. Cops won't interfere. Oh, dude. Guys, there is no law enforcement. I mean, how do I fucking spell it out? It's not there. I mean, kind of. Ask any cop. Do you guys not know cops? There's no fucking law enforcement. It's a myth. Don't take that out of context. I love law enforcement. I love you guys. We all know you're overworked. We all know that pedophiles and vagrants do not, there's no financial motivation for this state to look into it. I'm telling you what my friends in like the FBI and shit have told me. If you train a lot, you can punch the hard pants and your hand will be fine. Hard parts. You're real tough, Papa In Bear. Wow, you really blew everyone's mind with that. If you train a lot, you can punch the hard parts and your hand will be fine. Wow. Man, you're fucking great, dude. You're fucking great. Everyone knows law enforcement is not as reliable and as quick. Dude, and I'm not trying to give bad advice. I'm just letting you know that, like, protect yourself. Protect yourself. Please protect the bankers. That's not true. Police are doing their job. They're so overworked. One of our friends, one of me and Amy's friends, was gang raped in L.A. and went right to the hospital. Got the rape kit. She was kidnapped. She knew where they lived. Nothing ever happened. They started a file. They never got back to her. Dude, they don't do anything. I've known people who have killed people, guys. So, yeah, if it's like a crime of passion or you got blood all over you, dude, shit goes down. And shit doesn't, there's a lot of non-justice in the world. I'll just leave it at that. And I'm not saying people that have murdered. I don't hang out with murderers. And I'm just letting you know that there's situations where people die and nothing happens. Nothing. BB, you're the big brother I always needed in life. Thank you for being there for us. Anytime, Spicy Bear. It's not television, dude. To everything you see on TV is wrong. There are some lovely people in the FBI. There is, dude. The corruption is up in everything, dude. It's always the political level. Most cops are awesome. Cops drive four-wheel desk, office desk, and come fill out paperwork over your dead body. About it. Yeah, exactly. The law is only what your local cop actually enforces. Right, and what they're capable of, the budget they have for it, what they can prove. It's so hard to prove crimes. Yeah, law enforcement isn't bad. It's just not good to rely on one. Right. And the corruption, every law enforcement is pretty much corrupt. It's just way up. Ask any cop, guys. The people pulling the cops off of Antifa and shit, it was always the political class. It was always like the Beta O'Rourke types. Or like in my town, we had one great chief of police and one terrible chief of police. The beat cops are almost always good guys. You know, 90% of them are good guys. The higher up you go, a lot of detectives are really good guys. When you get into the brass, the political elite of the cops, they're almost always terrible, in my opinion. I know I'm tight with a detective in the Seattle area for auto theft. Great fucking guy. Awesome guy. Above him, a captain. I don't know about captains are usually cool, I think, but the political level is always shit. Beat cops are fantastic. Yeah, they're just doing their fucking jobs, and it's not an easy job. It's our job as men to enforce. Don't ever wait for cops. Right. Break the ball. Pop the testicle. All right, got to go. All right, I'll do a stream tomorrow probably. Law & Order SVU got people hoping for heroes. It doesn't happen. They don't put the pedophile in a little box and go at him for 8 hours and psychologically do it. They only get him if they admit it into a cop. It's so hard to get a pedophile. So hard. That's why you have to protect yourself. And they're all over the place. Are you hating on cops, nigga? I don't care what you think. I don't care at all. I'm really, my testosterone and aggression right now is extremely high. So just remember, everybody can be banned tonight. All right. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, if you would like to support the stream. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. Yeah, dude, I'd have friends growing up. Like, one of them, like, beat a guy with a tire iron. I don't know if he died. But people would be put in comas. I knew this one guy that he had to serve in jail for, like, just weekends, but he beat a guy pretty much so he couldn't walk anymore. Dude, towns with a lot of pedophilia have insane violence because you get triggered. You see your predator in other people and you just beat the fuck out of them. That's why pedophiles don't do well in prison. All right. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity and bull guy. And ladies and gentlemen, lock those bikes. All right. See you later.